want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
See if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Woo. Hey, man. That was a close one.
Welcome.
I just came out of a meeting and found out that Mike is taking a personal day today. So as I walked into the studio, I realized that it's Rob playing the music, and there's no DJs standing in here.
Yes, but the proper modulation and everything. I mean, we were under control.
All right, we're on the air. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, who was not the reason we lost last night?
Thank you so much.
It was a team effort, the reason we lost at bowling last night.
Yeah, but I'll take 20% of the blame. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. 70 pounds of root beer barrels and all the ships at sea. Das ist nicht gut. Der Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie.
And hello. Nine.
Disagreeing.
I guess you had to be there last night. Hello.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday, January 31.
Uh-huh.
Phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York on good old WNEW, 877-692-1027. Here he is to my left and to your right, old spaghetti arms, the Enigma. Buzz Burbank.
Call me Barilla.
You know what? No longer is the... I mean, the name on the shirt says Melwood.
Right.
But it really is Enigma.
Okay.
Because this is the tale of Buzz Bowling.
You never know what I'm going to do.
He comes up and he throws a gutter ball.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, like, an awful, girly, faggy gutter ball. Like
slipped out of my hand.
Like he's bowling on lane 8 and it's headed for lane 9.
A gutty ball that just it's like... It
went wild.
Then the next one... Right down the middle, and he gets a spare. Or here's another Buzz move. He's got like six pins left. He got four on his first ball. He throws the spaghetti arm, throws the ball, and it knocks down three of the pins.
Uh-huh.
Buzz turns around with a disappointed look on his face. While Buzz has turned around already giving up on the matter, the fourth pin falls.
Yeah, they all go. Buzz has more pin action than anybody I've ever seen. I mean, sometimes they're still bouncing around by the time he's seated and grabbed his soda.
We lost last night, and we'll tell you about that in a second. The gutter balls lost. We do have a reason that we lost. Well, first, we suck ass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we were also bowling against some really, really...
Good looking?
Really, really,
well, that too.
Really good bowlers, including one guy who the celebrity he most resembled was Boomhauer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was amazing.
He had a perfect game
going into the ninth frame.
Oh, yeah, just he just kept throwing strike after strike after strike.
And after a while, we were not even competing against him. We were rooting for him. Yeah. I mean, we wanted him to have a perfect game going last night.
We've been bowling a long time now, a few months, I guess, and we've never been in a bowling alley where it just falls silent. I mean, and really, this was a happening bowling alley with a lot of people, but when he would get up there, there would be a hush over the crowd. It was very exciting.
Just for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct, but yeah. Just for him. I think the heckling against us was at an all-time high yesterday.
I didn't notice any heckling.
Oh, my God.
Robert.
The cheerleader was Robert. Robert, the angry mailman.
Instigator.
God damn. And because it was in Chantilly, where apparently, colored folk ain't allowed.
After dark, no, it's not allowed.
Robert was pretty much the king. Uh-huh. He was no white devil would stand up to Robert last night.
That's
As he hurled insult after insult after insult at us, at other people in the crowd, at life in general.
Yes,
it was a very angry Robert the mailman that we had last night.
He feared no one.
Is he on the line? Okay,
of course.
Let's go first to Robert the mailman. Bob, you had one hell of a time last night, didn't you?
What's up, my brothers?
You had yourself maybe the best time you've ever had at one of our bowling
games. Only the half of it. You missed the last half. But first, I want to say something to you, Don.
Yes.
You know I love the show. You know I want to be in the inner circle. You know I want to be part. I want assignments. I want all that stuff. And you keep stabbing me in the heart. Last time you told me you didn't want to come to your house for the Super Bowl party. That was cool. What'd you do last night? First thing out your mouth, that's why you're not going to the Super Bowl party at the person's house. Well, that you dogged me out.
No, you dogged me first.
Mm-hmm. Of course. You dogged me. All in love. I love you guys.
And I got love for you, too.
But
I got love,
Chris,
for, I got love
Chris,
for you.
Hey, Don, after you left,
yeah, and listen.
I found a woman to take the challenge.
Oh, to take the challenge.
And she was the baddest woman in there.
Lovely Amy. Beautiful Amy, who baked this wonderful cookie.
And check it out. She's coming in tomorrow, and we're going to put on a show.
No ass.
We're going to put it. Can I come in early?
Yes, you can.
That's what Robert believes.
I got her. Buzz agree, and I know Rob will, because she wants to meet you guys through me.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I got to get some. You know, I'm trying to get this 15 minutes of fame to a piece of ass thing.
Here's the deal. I had to leave after only one game last night because I had this.
And that's when it really started happening.
This early meeting, and I have no idea what happened after I left the bowling alley like around 10:15 last night.
We got a ringer, and we won.
Well, for you, make sure you talk about that.
Oh, so the ringer that we got on our team was good?
With like a 225.
That's her average, Jen, and we may be seeing her again.
Not when you bowl me, you won't.
I think Jen bowled her first six frames were strikes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she was good for a girl.
Extremely good.
Check this out, fellas.
Yeah.
Don, this chick is bad, man. I mean, fat, fine, man. And she's like, I'll do it.
Amy.
And I'm like, well, I only got $10 left, so why don't we come into the show? She's like, yeah, I'll do anything to get on the show. I was like, yeah.
All right, so what, do you want to have sex with her on the show tomorrow? Is that what you want to do?
I was thinking about Ken's office.
You got it.
Wow.
It's a deal.
But hey, I got to think about my, you know, and some DA used my whole name on the show a couple weeks ago. So I got to be careful.
Oh, yeah. That DA might have been me.
And so, yeah, I'll do it, but we might have to go to a hotel or something.
All right, well, listen, if you want to have sex, I tell you what, a better office to have sex in than Ken's would be the empty office that they've just moved all of Liddy's stuff out of.
The vacated office.
Well, we'll be in about 12:30, 1 o'clock tomorrow.
All right, great. We'll see you guys.
See
you. I'm glad you got yourself a piece of ass last night.
Oh,
nice,
man.
Nice
we'll
seeing
see
you, Bob.
Wait till you see her.
Lovely.
All right.
She is pretty.
All right, man.
See you tomorrow.
Is she the one who brought the cookies?
She is,
yeah,
matter of
so
fact.
She can bake, too.
Very nice. Longtime fan of the Don and Mike show since the Wave of Days. Like I said, couldn't be more lovely. I think Robert is more convinced that he's going to get busy with her than she is.
He's going to get busy.
Wow, Bob.
He's going to get busy with her.
Get busy. Not hello. Boots, as it were.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Right
hello.
On.
What's up, guys?
Hey, who's this?
This is the guy that sucked last night, balling y'all.
Oh, Justin.
Yeah, what's going on?
Ah, Justin, we call him the great equalizer.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, just let me just say that the turd cutters, the team that we bowled last night, these guys out of the five of them, four of these guys seriously could be professional bowlers.
Yeah, like 200 plus.
And then you had this guy, Justin, and thank God for this guy, Justin.
Yeah.
Because he was, well, he's good, let me just say, he's good enough to be on our team.
Yeah, you see the TV show based on his score? That 80s show?
Yeah. Uh-oh, hold on, Justin, hold on, hey, listen, thanks. You guys were all great last night.
We want to thank you. You guys were a blast. We had a really, really good time. It was a great turnout, so thank you.
Yeah, let me just say that you're fighting gutter balls last night as a team. But the reason I'm moving on here is that Amy is on the phone.
Oh, good.
You're fighting gutter balls last night as a team. We bowled the worst we've ever bowled.
Yeah, to a person. I mean, not one of us.
Y'all made me look better.
Yeah, we all either Buzz got better or we got worse, but we all bowled like the equivalent of what Buzz normally bowls.
Yeah, like the Elston family reunion last night at Chantilly Lanes.
It was bad, but we do want to thank everybody who came out last night.
Great crowd.
And I guess it got hotter after I left. Here is Amy.
You didn't see Tom with his shirt off, did you?
No, did you guys get Tom to take his shirt off?
No, we didn't. It just happened. And that guy that was doing security said, would it be okay if we told him to put his shirt back on? I said, well, he's not even with us. Kick him out.
Hello, is this Amy, Robert's girlfriend?
Yeah, well, I guess you could say that. Not really, though.
Yeah, hi, baby. Sorry I had to miss meeting you last night.
Well, I wanted to meet you. I did meet Buzz, and I got to tell you, Buzz, you are just the absolute coolest guy. You have beautiful eyes, and you are so sweet. And I just wanted to thank you for being so warm and open.
Thank you, Amy.
Did you feel his spaghetti arms?
Nice meeting you, too.
I thought he was great.
His pasta arms,
warm and open.
Ah, but al dente.
But I did want to kind of... I may have misunderstood something, but I don't recall ever agreeing to have sex on a show.
See what I mean?
No, okay, all right. Well, listen, you don't have to... Listen, Robert's expectations perhaps were higher, and I think Buzz was saying that.
He's a really cool guy. Yeah. I had a blast with him. He was awesome, but I mean...
You got to come down to the show tomorrow when he's on, though, so that I can meet you, and I can help gauge if there is any, you know, magnetism...
Chemistry, whatever.
Chemistry between the two of you guys.
Can you guarantee first base at least?
No.
What, you won't kiss the guy? You won't kiss him?
Would you? I'm not guaranteeing anything.
Would you pinch his anal boil?
Oh.
Ew.
No?
Yeah.
Would you cup his cheek?
Would I do what?
Cup his cheek?
You mean his anal cheek or his face?
I'm leaving it wide open. I just want to know her opinion.
We'll see.
Would you cup his peaches? No? All right, well, listen, Amy, hold on. And at least he'll tell you what time to get down here tomorrow.
Right.
Because, you know, Robert apparently is in love with you.
Yeah.
I don't know about it. I mean, I really enjoyed hanging out with him. He was cool. Yeah. So, but, I mean, I just don't want... You know, there to be any misunderstandings.
Okay. Gotcha. Good. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Hold on
a
second.
Thanks.
Hold on a second.
So tune in tomorrow for possible peach cuppery.
Yeah. Or possibly Robert going ballistic.
Yeah, or a bag of lime. Who knows?
Here you go. Here's a great instant message I just received from my wife. Call me if you need me to come in to be on the show.
Ah.
Yeah, so right, honey. I think we can make it through without you today.
You've made yourself available.
I think we can make it. This is not like the Regis show, where if Kelly Lee Pippa is not there, you know, Joy Philbin sits in. I got it handled, baby. You know what? I can't even call her. I don't know what her new cell phone number is.
Wow.
Well, maybe invite her to call in.
She got a new hot phone number.
Yeah, let me email her back. Hold on a sec.
But I think it's very nice that she made the offer. I mean, that's helpful, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's very nice of her to come forward like that.
I don't know that Carrie would Marsha?
No, I don't think so. They just don't have it in them.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
They just don't care.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
All right, now
I might.
I've written back.
Call the hotline. Oh, and Buzz.
Yes.
While I was coming out of this dumbass meeting today,
right?
I was going by the TV. Please go to CNN.com.
Okay.
Because someone was telling me, I'm walking down the hall, I say, have you seen the video of Janet Reno fainting?
I have seen it, yes.
And it's on CNN.com, and apparently it's like the best show you'll ever see. It's better than going to a movie.
What predated it? What caused this?
I don't know. Maybe...
She simply fainted. She'd been speaking for about 45 minutes, and she just told the crowd, she said, excuse me, I'm going to have to sit down for a minute, and before she could make another move...
It's like the funniest goddamn thing you've ever seen in your life.
I'm feeling a bit woozy.
You see the lectern, and like a scene out of The Wizard of Oz, you see her... her 2 feet with the shoes sticking out from behind it. It is kind of funny.
She's fine. She's down. We'll see if you can pull that up for us, Buzz. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Okay, thanks. What?
Hello?
What? Hello, DA. Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, what?
I want to talk to Don or Mike.
Yes, yes, you are. DA, hello, you're on the air.
How you doing, Don? This is Don or Mike.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Yeah, why don't you bring Frieda in and have a naked passport with her?
Great, thank you, my friend.
You know, want to hang up on me?
No, not yet. Let me just say that this man is a proud graduate of UCKF.
Really?
And that is?
United?
What's wrong with that?
Hold on, I'm trying to just figure out a new way to work in UCKF to the show. University of Central University of Central Kentucky Farmhands.
There you go.
He's a graduate of UCKF.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah,
see you later.
That's something.
Right. Bye bye.
Bring Frieda, man.
And you know what they're
gonna make a passport with her.
And you know what all the
football and the perverts want to see everybody else
at the football games. They go, UCFKU.
Oh, I see.
UCFKU.
Yeah, you DAs, you ballhead DAs. You're a bunch of perverts anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
We're perverts.
Gotcha.
That's what you are.
See you later.
Right.
You know what made him good? He started everything with yeah.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello.
How are you? Yes.
Hello.
Don
and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I was one of the DAs who bet against Robert last night.
You were one of the what?
DAs who bet against Robert last night.
Oh, you bet against Robert? Does that mean you bet on us?
Most of the time.
That's a losing proposition. Yeah, Robert knows how to make the money.
Robert makes an awful lot of money at our bowling matches, because what he'll do is he will hold up $50 and he'll say, I got $50 that says Don will throw a gutter ball. I got $50 that says there's no way Buzz will pick up the spare.
Right.
His big chant last night was seven or better, seven or better. Lisa will shoot seven or better. So she had to shoot at least a seven. And there was a couple times, I know he lost a couple, but I think he went with more than he came with.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Rob, it wouldn't have broke even.
Well, F you, sir. Or UCKF.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Another graduate.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to let the callers know that Lisa's point is being made every day we speak.
Yeah.
About how people out there are such dumbass.
Oh, all right. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
This is an alumni meeting.
Hello.
I'm done with the dish.
Excuse me?
Oh, I see.
I'm done with the dish. My true shame. I'm done with the dish.
He's done with the dish. I don't know what that means.
Nor do I.
Back to cable, I guess.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Maybe just to the old rabbit ears.
Yeah, could be.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Big Flintstones antenna.
I guess it's safe to say that beer and Selectia don't mix very well, huh?
Or perhaps he was discussing his eating habits. He's going back to the dish.
Or he's
giving up the dish.
Or maybe some particular lady.
No, and I guess you're wondering why Mike is not here. Mike is not here for personal reasons. It's not, he was not bombed last night or anything.
No.
But it's not quote-unquote personal reasons, it's actual personal reasons.
That's right. Personal reasons.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye. Hello, Don. Oops. Oh, my goodness. What am I doing? Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi, buddy. Hi, guys.
Shirtless Tom Gavin.
Hi, Tom.
Tom, what made you take your shirt off last night?
Robert told me to do it.
Robert,
the mailman told me to do it.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So you just did it, huh?
Robert told me to do it.
Quite a dialogue last night between Robert and Tom.
Not always friendly.
No.
I guess so. Tom was telling me last night that Dennis, I guess, is bombarding. Oh. Dennis is bombarding Tom with phone calls. Is that the problem? What is Dennis saying when he's calling you up, Tom?
He's asking me about the. He says he knows what. He said Lisa gave him the address where the Las Vegas style show is going to be this weekend.
No, he's lying to you, Tom.
He's baiting you, Tom.
He's lying to you.
Oh, he is lying?
Yeah, he's lying to you.
I want to know if we can make him stop doing stupid things. I want to know if we can ban him.
Wow, that's strong words.
Tom, incidentally, did you send a voicemail message to the WNEW.com webmaster?
No,
Tom?
Yes?
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did Johnny, do you have that? Can we play that down the line? Is that possible? Or can you send that on some sort of an MP3 to us? Because all I know is that I heard from someone up at New York that Tom was calling the webmaster for WNEW.com.
Oh, sure. Dear. Well, Tom has a lot of time on his hands, and he likes to use it to advance himself.
I don't know why. Tom, you can't bother the people at NEW the way you bother the people at JFK.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll keep those calls local.
Tom Gavin, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Johnny, if you can play that, I guess you can just play it down the regular pod. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and play it.
Hey, Scott, this is Tom. Give me a call back at 703. I'm working with the Donna Mike show for this Las Vegas style show thing. I just wonder how many people we got. You can give me an email. My address is Tom Gavin. And how you doing? Thank you. Ha-ha. Get Donna Mike more money. Ha-ha.
You know what's funny about that is he really starts out like it's a real business call,
right.
So that is, and then it decays.
That is Tom Gavin leaving a message for the WNEW.com webmaster.
How many people we got?
That's right. We need to get this Las Vegas-style show type thing.
Yes. It's me, Tom Gavin. Hey, John, will you play that one more time?
Note the decay.
Hey, Scott, this is Tom. You may call back at 703. I'm working with the Donna Mike show for this Las Vegas style show thing. I just wonder how many people we got. You can give me an email. My address is Tom Gavin. And how you doing? Thank you. Ha ha. Get Donna Mike more money. Ha-ha.
So like that doo-doo-doo, that must be, he must have got an instant message or something while he was
the background.
On the telephone.
You can email my address.
Okay. Tom was driving me crazy last night wanting to know what city we're going to.
Yes. Right.
To do the Las Vegas-style show on Saturday night. I just kept telling him, Tom, you know, we'll tell you.
Ow.
No. We'll tell you, Tom, when it's closer.
Need to know basis.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. But right now it's a secret. I will tell you guys this, that through some means of communication,
right,
yesterday after the show,
mm-hmm,
and I'm not going to tell you if it was personal, if it was telephone, if it was email, if it was pictures via email, mm-hmm, if it was video conferencing, through some way,
picture phone,
I met some of the girls,
yeah,
who are going to be hosting the female part of the Las Vegas style show at the listener's home on Saturday night.
Party guests?
Yeah.
Wow, how was that?
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
He was a whore.
Very good.
Well.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, sounds like it.
At some listener's home on Saturday night.
Excellent.
You'll hear about it on Monday. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, buddies.
Hey.
Hey, I got a spy report.
Okay.
Listen, did you catch the Fear Factor the other night?
No, why?
Oh, my God. You talk about freaks. They're going to the freak element. They had this queer on that made Fez Watley look like Schwarzenegger.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
What did he do?
Well, the last competition, it was four men. There was this black guy that was like the guy from the WWF.
Yeah.
And there was like a chick, and there was this gay white dude, and another black dyke. And they had to climb on top of a building and walk around it. And the fear was, you know, the fear of heights.
Yeah,
and he sashayed around there and won. He had the quickest time. Who can get around the building the fastest? It was so gay.
Light on his feet.
The gay guy won. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Sensitive analysis.
Let's go to Adam.
He loves old people.
Hey, Adam. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, how's it going?
Hey, buddy, hi.
Hey, that Janet Reno thing is so funny, dude. I was watching it, and in my head I can hear, down goes Reno! Down goes Reno!
Down goes Reno!
Ever since we mentioned it, the website's been so busy it's hard to get in, but I'm still working.
Let's go to Joe. Joe, hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys, it's
Hey, Joe.
Comment about Robert and that girl?
Yeah.
He can't get it.
I can get her. I can see. That's what we need, Mike. We need Mike's punctuation because I certainly don't have the. I can get her.
I can get her.
I can get her.
I can get her.
I can't get her. Oh, hey, listen. Here now, joining us on the telephone, the star of the Turd Cutters last night, the guy who came within one frame of a perfect game. There is Boomhauer. His real name is Dean. Hey, Boomhauer.
Dean. Hey, what's up, guys?
Dean, God damn, are you an amazing bowler.
Not that good.
Was that your high game ever, Dean?
No.
Then you're pretty good.
Okay, I guess. Not as good as you guys. You guys are pretty fun.
Guy has a perfect game going into the ninth frame. I mean, he has eight strikes in a row.
Yeah.
You are pretty freaking amazing.
Yeah, my teammates told me to stop. They just didn't want me to go any further with it.
And an amazing delivery. Very subtle. You can almost not hear the ball hit the lane when he does it. It just, it's spooky to watch.
I tell you what, man. You're pointing. Click, 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 click. Man, you wrote yourself a perfect game.
Real easy, man.
He's the Terminator.
Yeah, Boomhauer, you're the man.
Yeah, you guys were great last night.
It was nice meeting you. You're a hell of a bowler.
Yeah, too bad you fouled in the next game.
Yeah, that was a nice start to the next game, wasn't it?
You did miss that. It was right after you left his first
Rob, game. Hold on. Excuse me.
Here's Janet.
We now have Janet Reno falling.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. Look at the video.
As you can see them tending to her, there's a shadow in the way, but when the shadow moves, you'll see her feet sticking out from behind the lectern.
This is a good video. This is a good video on CNN.com.
A little herky-jerky.
Shannon Reno taking a fall.
You can see the crowd gathering around her. And there's just no sign of movement. I mean, she's just, you know, she could be dead. We don't know. But
it's like
fine.
The house is falling on the witch.
Who killed my sister? Was it you?
You just see her big ruby red slippers. Like, down goes Reno! Down goes Reno.
But I think we should say again, she's fine, right?
Yeah, she's fine. Okay. She's out of the hospital, says she's feeling fine.
She's as strong as a horse. Strong as bull.
Never felt better.
All right, Dean, you're a great bowler. Thank you. It was a pleasure to bowl against you guys last
night.
You're
amazing.
It truly was.
Boy, we'll come out and heckle you guys wherever you go next time.
A pleasure.
See you later.
You did miss it right after you cut out after the first game.
Yeah.
He approached the foul line and dropped his ball. I mean, just dunk.
Through one of my wild ones, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Yeah. So he mostly used a lot of his skill in the first game, apparently.
Are you reloading that that video again, Buzz?
Right, yeah, it's herky-jerky.
Is that why we're looking at Lou Dobbs right now?
Don't you like Lou?
Lou Dobbs is like a Lou Dobbs screensaver over there. Lou Dobbs! Well, you got to see this Reno thing. She's standing behind a podium, and now I have not heard the video or the audio that goes with the video, but what I just saw is that, I guess, like you said, she says, I'm going to fall. Give me a moment. And, I mean, she is...
She drops like a rock.
She's down.
Yeah.
She's down.
Yeah.
Janet Reno is
some
going...
Some shakiness in the former attorney general. Oh, not, down goes Reno.
Not the first time Janet Reno's gone down, I'm guessing.
No, she says she's fainted before.
She's
but I know what you mean.
She's gone down before. Yeah. Right. It's too bad Rosie O'Donnell wasn't there to cushion her fall, because then she could have gone down on Rosie O'Donnell.
Sure. Cushioned it with her thighs.
Or vice versa.
Turnabout is fair play.
Oh, and listen, TV women, this KT Couric thing is growing hair.
Taking the day off?
Yeah, I love this.
Sick day.
And incidentally, I don't know if Mike is listening right now, but I just wanted to tell you, Mike, that I believe... Now that I have heard the story about KT Couric, I am wise to your ways. Even though Mike has told me before we came on the air today that he's not sick.
Mm-hmm.
He just needed a personal day for some personal stuff.
If he shows up somewhere tonight in a strapless gown, we'll know.
Yeah. Red pumps.
So here's the deal. KT Couric signs this deal that makes, and I read this in the newspaper today, she makes $65,000 a day.
That's correct.
That's a lot.
65. Yeah, thank you.
That is
thank
a lot
you.
Of
thank
money.
You, Captain Obvious. Toodaloo ass.
Yeah, thank you, ass.
Oh, you know what?
What?
My wife. Hold on. Maybe this is my wife.
Might be her now.
Hello?
Hello, Sugar Bear. How you doing?
I was just mentioning you. How you doing, ass?
I'm not playing that game. You play that game with your friends at work.
The other day, I was sitting in the kitchen and I was calling Lisa about something, and I'm on the speakerphone, and she picks up. She goes, "Hello," and I go, "Hello, ass," and she goes, "Hi, ass." And then we get done talking. I go, "Toodaloo, ass." She goes, "Toodaloo, ass." And I hang up, and Frida goes, "Why are you talking about
Lisa?" You know, I mean, I know that you have a very loose work situation, but still.
Why are you talking about Lisa's ass? I said, I'm not talking about Lisa's ass per se. It's she's an ass. You're an ass.
We're all ass.
I said we all say it, and Frida said, well, okay. And I said, if it'll make you feel better, I'll start calling you ass. And now, whenever I leave the house or something, I say to the boy, I go, toodaloo, ass.
I didn't even want to open that door. You just like that now that you can say that to me.
Yeah.
So I want to go back the way we have the very proper kind of British relationship at home. I want to go back to that way.
Now, we'll
call each other bum.
Joy Philbin, I received your instant message, and I think I will be able to handle this. I have been in radio for 27 years. I think I can handle the show. I'm pretty sure that I don't need you to come down and be Joy Philbin.
Thank you. One day you'll need me.
I know.
And then you'll come crawling.
All right, honey.
All right.
All right. I love
you.
Hey, hold on. Just let me say one thing to you. Toodaloo ass.
I'm not playing.
Come on, say it. Come on, say it back.
On,
it's fun.
Peter.
Come on.
No, you know what? It's hard enough for me to keep all your nicknames. I didn't even tell you. You know this phone I got? It has the talk thing where you can just, you know, press the number and you can say call, you know, call Rob A, call somebody and it'll dial the phone.
Right.
I've already got nicknames like Rummy in there, call Rummy. I'm not putting ass in for
anybody. All right, well, just, honey, just say it, though. Just say it. Because I want to say it to you and hear you say it back. Toodaloo ass.
Toodaloo ass. I have to lower my voice. I'm someone. The hairdresser's now.
All right, bye, sweetie.
Goodbye,
Boo. Bye.
You know, Mike brought up a great point last night at the bowling alley. Is that after all the years we've been together and all the swearing, it's great that ass is still funny, isn't it?
Yes.
Still our favorite.
It's still a great one.
It is.
Ass.
How about that, Frida? I swear to God, you know what? A lot of times, man, it's like, I'm Ricky and she's Lucy. She cannot wait. As soon as she hears Mike's not coming into work today, boom, I get the instant message. I'm ready.
I can be down at the Tropicana in 18 minutes.
Hello, Paul, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, then I'm going to get back to this Katie Couric thing. Hello, Paul.
Yo.
Hi, you're on the air, Paul.
Two things. One, I'm on the internet, and Mike is on the conspiracy theory about the fall, what's going on, and what are my odds? I want 20 down that she's dead next Friday.
Reno?
Reno.
I'll take that bet that Reno's... I'll bet you $20 Reno's alive next week.
Absolutely.
What are my odds? Come on.
I'm good.
From New York.
Not good. She's going to live.
No,
you're going to lose that bet.
I got news for you. Jenny Reno is like a tree in the... Like an oak tree in the forest. She's never going to die.
She's like a cockroach.
Giant redwood.
She'll live through the nuclear blast.
A cockroach. But you saw the video. It's good, right?
Let me check my stock report. Yeah, it's going to look good this week, man.
Did you see the video?
Yeah, I did.
Is the video? Don't you think the video is funny?
It's hysterical. I almost peed myself.
There you go. Thank you. Toodaloo ass. Let's go to Louise. Hello, Louise.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, excuse me, Louise. Oh, Louise.
Yeah, remember me from the would-be slap-off contestant, but I was 18?
Oh, right. Yeah, hi, Louise.
Hey, generally, you know, strong like bully, yet ugly like cow. Then a faggot.
Bye-bye. Another graduate of UCKF. Toodaloo, dumbass.
Magna cum laude.
So, Katie Couric makes... And now, listen, this has got to piss you off.
Mm-hmm.
Pisses me off. She makes $65,000 a day for sitting in front of a camera and reading cards that are written.
That's right.
Okay?
$65,000
a day.
Mm-hmm.
But... She makes a lot of money for the network. A lot of people watch the Dumb Today show, so I guess she's worth. If they're willing to pay her that amount of money, I guess she's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, here's the deal. She's making $65,000 a day. Tuesday, she calls up and she goes, "Hello, this is Katie. I don't feel so good today. I can't come in today.
I come down with something.
Yeah, real unexpected, like, I got the flu." So they go, okay, that's all right. Don't worry about it. We'll get another one of the news counties. That night, she and her boyfriend are spotted in Boston at a party for the new owner of the Boston Red Sox, where she is wearing a strapless black gown and high-heeled pumps.
Hey!
And
amazing
and
recovery.
Looking healthy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great
and,
recovery. Yeah.
And the deal is, well, you know, a lot of people at NBC hate her because there's all these cutbacks going on and she's making $65,000 a day.
Right.
So, of course, she's at this party. And, of course, you know, someone's got a picture.
Sure.
And apparently when she came back to work at the Today Show, like some low-paid ball washer there had plastered
VW.
plastered this picture.
Wow.
All over, everywhere you walk, in the hallways leading up to the studio, was this picture of Katie wearing this beautiful dress.
Wow.
While she was allegedly sick.
It was one of those nine-hour viruses.
Her publicist says that after a day and a half of rest, Katie was feeling better last night. So...
Right, yeah.
It was the time off that made her well.
Let me just say, Mike O'Mara, I'm on to you. If tomorrow you come to work and there are pictures of you at a party up and down the hallway,
in a gown.
I'm on to you, baby. Okay? Hello, Bobby, Donna Mike Show. Hello? Hello, Bobby?
Bobby?
Bobby? All right, let's try this one. Hello, Donna Mike Show. I don't even know who this is. Hello?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Just great, thank you.
And I want to ask Don, what's up with the gay-ass nicknames his wife calls him?
Well, first off, D.A., another graduate of UCKF here. Hi.
Wait, Boo?
Welcome to the show.
You called Boo and you let her?
Well, first off, you didn't even know you were talking to me. So right away, advantage to me. Mm-hmm. And yes, that is a nickname that my wife has for me. You may call it gay, I call it love.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, toodaloo ass.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye, toodaloo ass.
Another friend of me.
I believe you satisfied him.
Hello, on the Mike Show. Hello. Satisfied.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Don't you got any cards of Mike?
No.
To pretend like he's on the show, like in spirit?
You know, there was a time when...
Automated Mike.
Do you remember when Buzz wasn't here?
Yeah.
When Buzz was sick and we had cards of Buzz?
Buzz.
Of Buzz just saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And for a while, we actually fooled people to make them think that Buzz was actually here.
Wow.
It worked a lot better until we got to the news.
Let's go to Dan. Hello, Dan. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
Just wanted to comment on the Jen and Rito thing. I mean, I was watching the clip and everything, and it's hysterical. Can you imagine Jen and Rito and Muhammad Ali going at it, you know, like two cars of bad gas? You know, she gets up like a storm, and then she passes out, and, you know, oh, my God.
And he bites her ankle.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, that Jen and Rito thing, that's on CNN.com. That's maybe the funniest thing I've seen on the Internet in a long time. Just Jan Arino taking a fall. I know we have to break. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Quick question. Are you guys against Katie?
Not against Katie Kirk. Well, no, I take it back. You know what? She did used to be our friend before she became very famous.
Yeah.
We're not necessarily against Katie, but we are for justice.
And listen, any person, man, woman, Jamie Lee Curtis, hermaphrodite.
Right.
If you have genitals of both male and female on you, no matter what your race, gender, whatever, you're making $65,000 a day to read cards.
Yeah, I
can. And you're gonna call in sick to work. Don't be so stupid as to go to a party that night out of town where you're gonna be photographed.
Do you know the real reason why she makes $65,000 a year?
Why?
You guys ever see that that show where she had she was live? Did that colonoscopy?
Yeah.
I was in love that day. I worked in services. Ever seen the size of that thing they use? All I could do was manage what she's doing.
You're probably
live on television.
You're the only person who I imagine got turned on by Katie Couric's colonoscopy.
Come on, imagine the size. She's talking live and without any problems.
Well, now she had been medicated.
Yeah, I don't know about medicated, but she seems to, you know, calm and cool and collected when she's got that thing.
That's true. You know, when they did Ann Curry's colonoscopy, they just used an NBC camera.
One of the big ones.
Yeah.
No, but they sedated Katie Couric from the...
Yeah, she was goofy.
From the waist down.
Sodium pentothal, I think, is what they normally use. You might try that on your date, sir.
All right, thank you.
I don't believe that for a second. She was calm and collected with that snake.
In your fantasy.
Okay, all right, goodbye. And you're funny.
It was big, Don.
With that big snake going up her boob chute. That thing. I mean, I thought I'm weird for sitting in front of the TV and get my jerk on while I'm watching the lady do the traffic in a helicopter. But that guy's getting his jerk on watching Katie Couric get a colonoscopy.
We're back with more on today.
Yeah.
moron today. All right, clear them out. Let's get a call 1-800-877-365-3636. Buzz, you have the envelopes?
I have them. I'm ready.
Okay, you know how it goes. Goddamn, we're cheap. Mm-hmm. Who wants to make a cheap deal?
Right.
Is that what we're calling this, right?
Yeah, who wants to make a cheap deal?
Who wants to make a cheap deal?
So let's make a cheap deal.
You'll either win money or a subpar prize or one of our wacky zonk items.
Yeah.
We will be right back. Call 100. Good luck.
And Mike Show.
George Wendt, Angela Lansbury, and comedian Jeff Cesario.
Good.
And now, because everybody else in show business was out of town or in rehab.
Yes.
Hey now. Hey now. Hank Kingsley.
Okay, good. Kingsley. Good. No, your instincts are absolutely right. You mind?
No.
Just my opinion, but I think you want to go, you know, two notes, but you want to go up on the second note. You think,
Kingsley.
Kind of a clarinet riff.
No,
B flat.
Kingsley.
You got it. There it is. There it is.
You'll love their D's and B's.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
I say a bastard I feel sorry for.
Who?
Is that that poor Wall Street Journal reporter.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who's being kidnapped. And the DA is over there. Oh, and we've come up with something for UCFK.
Yes, it's the Universal College of the Knowledge Federation.
Perfect. The kidnappers who have demanded all kinds of ridiculous stuff, like treat the Taliban better in the in Guantanamo, Cuba, and you know, don't do anything bad against the Taliban. Well, now that there's been no response, they've extended the deadline. That's what they just come out and announced. We will extend the deadline one more day.
They've given us another day.
Us another day.
To release the Pakistani prisoners in Cuba.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. Hold your breath.
Good luck. About the poor bastards, guys. You know, the pictures of the guy, you know, with the gun to his head and everything. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Horrible.
Meanwhile, Katie Couric's making $65,000 a day.
There's the crime.
And taking the day off to go to a party in Boston. Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Yes, how are you?
Hi, doing great, thanks. You, my friend, are the 100th caller.
Excellent.
And,
I got to pick the right envelope now.
Yes, you do, right. What is your name?
My name is Nick. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Nick from Brooklyn. All right, now, Nick, listen, here's the deal. You know, we're a very cheap show.
Hey.
You know what? Let me go to another cut here.
Yeah, try 10. We've already worn out the production
cut
element.
Number 10. Hold on a second. Let's see if this is any better. And
I think there's peanut butter on the CD.
Yeah, we might have to clean our dramatic music.
That made it even more dramatic.
This never happens to Regis.
Ugh. Oh, my God. You should see this thing. This thing is messier than Lisa's diaphragm.
Stop it.
Oh, dear.
I'm serious. It's got, like, goo and junk all over it.
No, that's not good.
It's like, you know what it looks like? It looks like one of them maps of the United States that has the bumps where the mountains are.
A relief map.
All right, there you go. Rob has just wiped it off on his shirt, as he often does with Lisa's diaphragm.
That's right. Same treatment. There.
Always works.
Works perfect. I can't tell you how many times we've been out together, and Lisa will say to Rob, oh, she'll just reach down and pull out her diaphragm and go, look, this is a mess. Would you clean this up for me?
And so, you know, I have to take care of that and change clothes, so that's why we're late everywhere.
So anyway, listen, we're very cheap.
Yes.
But we do have cash for you. Bye, Lisa.
How you doing?
But are you upset that I gave up the secret about your diaphragm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just tells people how tidy you are.
Now it's out.
Your messy diet.
It's out right now?
No, it's in. It's always in. Because you never know what's going to happen.
But when she takes it out, you know what it looks like? Simple. You ever get... remember when your mom would make you cupcakes?
Yeah.
And they came with those paper...
the cup liners.
The paper things. And you would peel back the paper. But there would always be the residue of the cupcake.
Yeah,
stuck
chocolate.
To the paper.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like.
And also, interesting to note, it also has a reeded edge. Nice and textured. It's beautiful. Almost like a sculpture.
Your diaphragm.
F you both.
I don't even know what that means.
All right, toodaloo ass.
TLA.
We have three envelopes for you. We're very cheap. We'd love to give you money, but we can't afford to every time. So you can either win money or you can win the real prize the station has given us, which frankly is nothing fantastic.
Right.
Or you can win a wacky song prize. So would you like envelope A, envelope B, or envelope C?
A.
A.
All right, of course, everyone loves Buzz. Everybody trusts Buzz.
In the envelope.
He's the honest one, Buzz. What is the prize?
And you have chosen. Congratulations, sir. You have just won
$100. Oh, nice.
Cool.
How about that?
Hey, now there's an actual cash prize winner.
Not bad.
Of 100 American dollars.
That's excellent.
Now, Buzz, just to be honest, let's find out what were in the other envelopes.
See what he could have gotten in. Envelope B, the Zonk. Sir, you missed out on a can of Del Monte mixed vegetables.
Ooh. Oh, that would have been wonderful.
Better luck next time.
Delicious and nutritious.
And in envelope C, this was going to be the official radio station prize pack.
Prize pack. Ah. All right, well, enjoy your $100. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, okay. Sir.
Hold on. We throw the vegetables back in the hopper.
Back in the hopper. Yeah, we decided to go not with so much office supplies, but just other wacky items.
Mixed sure. Vegetables is good. Can we do creamed corn?
Buzz, you know, we're going shopping after the show today.
I'll buy the creamed corn.
Bring it in.
Going shopping after the show. I think we should have some cigarettes.
I think a pack of cigs might be nice, sure.
Right. You know, razor blades,
right.
Whatever.
Like straight razors or not safety razors?
No. Like, you know, like the kind that you could use to kill yourself
with. Oh, well, that'll be good.
No, not like the big disposable kind.
Say like a Mach 3?
No. It's
expensive.
Just, kind of like slit. You slit your wrist.
Yeah, I think we have those in the production closet.
So listen. I'm having the Super Bowl party.
Right.
Saturday night. You guys, of course, or Sunday night.
Sunday night, right.
Yeah, because Saturday night we're doing the Las Vegas style show from the soon-to-be-announced listeners' home.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sunday we're all coming back to town and we're going to, I may have let something out of the bag there.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming back to the D.C. area and having a Super Bowl party, and we're trying to figure out today, my cunny honey and I, ass and I, we're trying to figure out who's coming and how many people?
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess she's gonna go buy party platters or whatever the
hats,
whatever the dealio is.
No hats.
So we've got it's BYOH.
Okay, well,
bring your own hat.
It wouldn't fit anyway.
Okay, so let me see. It's obviously me and Frida and Bart, and I think Bart's inviting some of his friends over, but we're not counting them.
Okay.
So then you got Buzz and Marcia. The
right.
Buzz, Marcia, are you bringing your cats?
No, the cats will stay home.
Okay. So you got Robbie and Carrie. Are you bringing Julia?
Yes, but she's not a big eater.
Okay, all right. Then you've got Lisa. Now, is Lisa coming stag, or is Lisa getting a date out of the phone book?
It depends on if Scott Farrell can make it down here in time.
Right, there was a lot of hot leads at the bowling alley for her last night.
Right, no, she just wrote me on the computer. No date for Lisa.
Oh.
All right, so no date for Lisa. Now, what about Joe Ardinger? Well, now, why don't the two of them why don't I couple them together?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Good. I'll just couple them together. So you have Lisa and Joe as a couple.
Same car?
And
let Joe drive.
Then you have Mike.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And I think right now we maybe just...
just Mike?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's...
We'll leave that open.
Leave that open. That could be 0 to 4.
Right.
Okay. 0 to 4. Then you've got Mr. 40 and Mrs. 40.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I don't know if they're going to bring baby 40.
Oh, that's right.
Then you've got
Grady Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Grady, I know his girlfriend is Mary Jane, but does he have a real girlfriend?
He said when he was last here that he'd be coming by his lonesome.
Yes.
Okay, all right, then it's just Grady Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think beyond that, then you've got our neighbors from down the street, Bill and Cecily. Oh,
good.
And then you've also got Buzz, I think you met him on New Year's Eve, Uri, and his wife, Toby.
Remember them well, sure.
And maybe, God, I hope. Oh, I'm such a perv.
I know.
Their hot, hot daughter.
Easy, you.
Oh. She's like 16.
Yeah.
But wow.
Hello.
Wow.
Wow. So, Rob, what's the total there?
I got 18 yeses, a possible baby 40, and 0 to 4 Omeras.
All right.
So it could be as many as 23.
Okay, and then Bart's got like 7 friends coming over. So we have roughly 30 people.
Yeah.
Roughly 30 people. So then I guess we'll buy the party platters and the shrimp thing and I think some I told her to get like wings and roll ups and just tons of boobs, booze.
Whoops. There's a Freudian slip.
Tons of booze.
That'll be a good party.
Tons of booze. And I want everyone to know here are the rules for the Super Bowl party.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Let me write these down.
Now, The game officially starts at 6:19 p.m.
Ah, okay.
You are welcome, if you're invited to my home, you are welcome to show up no earlier than 4 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You may show up at 4 p.m. Enjoy it.
Wow.
Don't show up before 4, though.
Right.
I don't want you there.
Got it.
4 o'clock, though, come. Let's enjoy the 2 hours of pregame together.
Fair enough.
If for some reason the traffic is light and I arrive before 4, are you neighbors okay if I just drive up and down the street?
Yeah, I don't care. Go to the 7-Eleven, go to the Safeway.
That'll be nice.
Just, don't show up till 4.
I'm going to a party.
Here's the deal. On leaving.
Uh-huh.
And this I'm going to be very firm about. I have no actual way of knowing what time the game will be over.
Right. Super Bowl runs longer than an average football game, right?
Yes, it does. Now, I'm going to offer this extension to all of you.
Mm-hmm.
You are welcome to stay until... Now, I need some help on this.
Okay.
Is it a one-hour Malcolm in the Middle that they're running?
Yes, a one-hour episode afterward, after the Super Bowl.
Then I'm afraid you all must leave my house by... Oh, Jesus. Well, no one would really want to stay till... Would anybody want to stay past the Super Bowl all the way through Malcolm in the Middle?
No, I think everybody... If it was me, I would say everybody should be gone before Malcolm in the Middle starts.
My personal guess was you would want us out by the end of the third quarter.
No. Come on. All right. Buzz, great compromise.
Yeah.
You got to be out of my house by the time Malcolm in the Middle starts.
Okay.
That's fair.
Everybody out.
By the time the theme music starts, you're gone.
Yeah, very reasonable.
Okay, so that's it. Yeah. Come on over. Let's have a great time. But I like getting these details out of the way.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
And it makes it easier on us, too. Because then we know.
Yeah, you know. Right. Then, yeah. You don't have to feel awkward about, are we overstaying our welcome? Should we, feel bad if we leave?
No gray area.
Show up anytime after 4 o'clock.
Perfect.
And 4 o'clock would be a good time to show up.
That's very nice.
Anytime you like. But just make sure your ass is out the door by the time Malcolm in the Middle starts.
I'm guessing about a six-hour window that's going to be.
Yeah, probably.
That's plenty of time.
Sure. Game may go till 10 o'clock, 10:15, 10:30.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Very well.
If it's a blowout, you might even clear us out sooner.
No. Please, stay in and enjoy the 6 hours.
I shall.
But get the hell out before Malcolm in the Middle.
360 minutes.
Right. And incidentally, this rule also applies to my neighbors.
Oh, good.
I just wanted to announce that as well. My neighbors who think many times that they are exempt from these rules because they are my neighbors.
Do they observe the rules normally? How's their percentage of observation?
Well, there are some neighbors. I don't want to call any of them out, but I want to say, for instance, Dave and Twee are fantastic.
Uh-huh.
They're great. They're the perfect example of how the neighbors should be because... When we have a get-together, I'm such an a-hole when people come over.
No.
I actually set up rules. I set up rules.
No, it's...
I say
it
like...
It makes it easier on everybody.
If they're coming down for dinner, I say, we'll see you guys about 8, and what do you say we call it a night by midnight? Meaning that, you get the hell out of my house by midnight. I don't want you over here till 3 o'clock in the morning in my house.
I think that's good. I really do think it makes it easier on everybody.
It's reasonable, and then everybody knows what they're doing. They can make appropriate plans.
And it helps you also gauge your drinking.
And there are some neighbors, some who now live in a foreign country, who, for instance, would refuse to adhere to these rules.
But you didn't mind with them, right?
No, I didn't. But the problem is that they would break the rules, and because they would break the rules.
Other neighbors
would break the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And at least they'd never show up unannounced.
Yeah, right.
With queso
liquor. That's it. See you guys on Sunday.
See you there.
It'll be fun.
For Super Bowl Sunday.
Excellent.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, if I need your address.
Yeah, how do you get there, Don?
Yeah, everybody needs my address.
North Pole.
See you there. North Pole, USA. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
hello.
Guys. Look forward to seeing you Sunday, Don. I've got two lists, and I wanted to see if you might want to hear either of them. One is euphemisms for J-O.
All right.
And the other is bad pickup lines. Do you have a preference?
Yeah, give me the J-O list. I love a good list. Yeah.
All right. Making crotch custard.
Okay.
Putting some mayo on the knuckle sandwich.
Okay, that's not bad.
Giving Flipper a back rub.
Oh, I think I've heard that before.
Yeah.
All right. Whipping up a batch of pants pudding.
Pants pudding. Now, I will steal that. I like pants pudding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Menage a un.
Yeah, no.
Asking 5 voters to take a poll.
And that's winner. Okay.
Caulking your belly.
Wow.
Well, I guess, if that's the way it goes. I mean, I've always maintained that mine seems to go the other way, like the Fountain of Youth.
It's all about aim, I guess.
Yeah.
Planning.
Caulking your belly. Okay, keep going.
Squeezing fresh vanilla extract.
Don't like that one particularly.
Playing tug-o-war with Mr. Stiffy.
No.
All right. Doing the wife's work.
That's another good one.
All right.
Doing the wife's work, okay.
Playing the one-string banjo.
No, that's no. So old. Christ, that's older than Buzz.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Whipping the ghoul goblin?
No.
All right. Doing hard time in the hand slammer?
No.
All right. Let me give you one more. Waxing the Buick?
No. What did we have that we liked? Pants pudding?
That was the main one.
And caulking your belly got a maybe.
And five voters taking a poll.
That was it. A good one. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye. Yeah, that pants pudding, I might have to seal that. I'm making some pudding in my pants. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Serious?
Tony, I'm from SAC.
And listen, seriously, any of you listeners that want to come to my house, my address is 123 Main Street, Anytown, USA.
We'll see you there.
I'll see you on Sunday, 4 o'clock. Arrive at 4, and you got to be out by Malcolm in the Middle.
Right.
Yeah, hello from Sacramento. Hi.
Hey, from Sacramento, first-time caller. Love you guys' show.
Thanks.
Hey, why don't we get live anymore?
Because your station manager is a graduate of UCKF,
the Universal College of the Knowledge Federation.
Hey, what's the ratings over here? You guys should have number one over here.
We are. We thank to the good people of Sacramento. The ratings came out about 2 weeks ago, and once again, you bestowed us with number one ratings.
All right. That's what I like to hear. You guys are the best. You guys know that, right?
Thank you, my friend.
All righty.
Do appreciate it.
All right.
Buzz from the Instant Feedback. Yes. Someone wants to know, will you have a Super Bowl packed and ready to go on Sunday?
It is the day of the show,
Super Bowl. And for you, the same rule for you as for Grady Smoke. Remember,
right.
My house is under constant police surveillance.
Yes.
Surveillance.
That's just like an old man would say.
Surveillance. Hello, Robert, Don and Mike Show.
How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I'm a brand new listener here in Portland, Oregon, and I just got to say that you guys have the best show that I think I've ever heard. Howard doesn't even exist anymore. You guys are just blowing him out of the water.
You know, I love the fact that this station in Portland, KUFO, what they've done is they're running the show live now. So Portland gets the show 8 a.m. until 12 noon. They get it live. So in Portland, we're like half a midday show and half a morning show.
That's very cool.
Love it. Great. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Hey, do me a favor, for God's sakes. Do something to get some publicity for the show. Set yourself on fire. Jump off a building. Cut open a vein and write on a wall with your blood, I listen to Don and Mike on KUFO.
We'll do it, guys.
We need something up there. Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks.
All right, see you later.
It's the morning show for the habitual oversleeper.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Those are our people.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Here's a term for J-O-ing. How about roughing up a suspect?
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And is it J-O-ing or J-O?
I know we've been through that a lot of times, right? I like J-O-ing.
Oh, okay.
Even though it's not really grammatically
that's right.
Correct.
I toss grammar to the wind.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, do the rules of leaving your house at so-and-so hours apply to the 16-year-old neighbor daughter?
No, she'd get an exemption. And she's not. Now she's not
in a perfect world.
I'd like to see her try to get out by the time Malcolm in the Middle started.
She's not a neighbor. They're from out of the neighborhood. She is.
I'm tired.
She is. Sorry. She is hot. Yeah. Imagine that. Where her parents come up and they go, have you seen our daughter? And I go, no. You know, I think she must have loved one of Bart's friends. Meanwhile, she's in the closet downstairs.
Well, she's 16. She has her operator's permit.
Did we decide the celebrity she most resembles, Lily Sobieski?
Yeah. No,
oh, so like a young Helen Hunt.
Very hot.
Yeah, and kind of like God, I'm such a perv. You know, I want to just say this in this way. It's very free not to have Mike here today so that I can say this without getting his accusatory looks of guilt.
He has daughters, right?
Let me just say, body-wise, very much like Shoshana Lonstein.
Ah.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
Zoftic.
Right. Very un 16-year-oldish.
16, marrying age in many states.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Mike?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Drew. I used to listen to y'all, like, years ago on WAVA.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know if y'all was the same guys or not.
Of course we are. Why?
Okay. Well, I mean, I didn't know. I mean, I was telling the lady on the phone I was locked up. I killed my sister's boyfriend because it's a long story, but anyways.
Now, what'd he do?
Well,
we have lots of time.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Pardon?
Wait a minute. So you used you obviously used to listen to
WABA all the time.
To Mike and me when we did the morning show.
And the morning zoo, y'all were fat white Catholics.
Right, and now we just do a regular talk show, Ed. But you, so you were not able to listen because you murdered someone?
Yes, I did. I actually did 8 years of involuntary manslaughter.
Yes, I did, Don.
What did he do to deserve it, sir?
Well, my sister and him, they were dating in high school, and then one night they got in a fight or something like that, and he pushed her out of the car, and then she was all distraught about that, and so I confronted him about it, and he said, gave a bunch of bull crap.
Right.
Excuses and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so one day, we was talking and stuff, and then my sister said that he had actually did something I don't really want to mention on the air, but
okay.
And I just kind of snapped. And
it was your sister.
You killed him.
And
this is an awful, horrific, obviously a disclosure of how awful and violent our society is, but how did you kill the lad?
How can I say? What's the word?
All right, they're not coming for you.
They said I bludgeoned him to death with a.
They're not coming after you right now, are they?
No, that's actually a fire truck. I'm in Manassas right now. I live in Manassas, Virginia. Right,
so you bludgeoned him to death?
Yes, I did.
What did you use?
The tire iron out of the car.
Oh, that'll do it. Yeah.
Retro murder.
If you had it to do over again, I mean, considering what the guy did,
do it again.
And considering the price you paid for it, you'd still do it again.
I'd still do it again.
Defending her honor.
It was my sister.
Right.
You know?
All right. Let's play a game now. How many strokes do you think it took?
How many?
Don't tell us. I'm going to guess.
Hello.
I'm going to guess you killed him with 4 strokes of the tire iron.
No.
Robbie, I'm going to say much higher. I'm going to say he was dead after 50, but you went ahead and did it 60 times, just to make sure.
And Buzz?
You may have swung more, but I think he was dead by the third swing.
Hey, Ash, you want some of this?
I say about 25.
That's all right, approximately how many?
I think I lost count like around about 7 or 8 times. So I don't really recall. It was a long time ago.
Well, I believe you win then, Don.
7 or 8. I'm a winner. And you, sir, my friend, congratulations. Don and Mike Show, Listener of the Week.
Killer of the Week, Don.
I don't like to consider myself a killer. I was just, in a sense, I was doing what I felt.
Certainly
right.
Not. You killed a man. Why should you be considered a killer?
He paid his debt, Don.
But the good news is now you're out, right?
Right.
Yes, I am.
Walking among us.
I'm a father, and I'm picking up my son, and I'm doing better now.
Good. And I urge you in your own car to just carry Fix-A-Flat. You know, don't take the tire iron because it might lead to something. Just, you know, use that foam stuff that you just squirt in.
And for Christmas, a good gift for you might be AAA.
Well, I don't think so. But I just like to say it's good to hear y'all again. I mean, I heard that y'all was on this station, and I was like, okay, well, I'll check them out one day. And then y'all had switched. They said y'all was on the afternoons and stuff, and so I clicked on the radio, and it was like...
Switched our time. Boy, it's a good thing you didn't kill someone in between the time we switched our time slot.
No.
You're not.
I'm not a violent person, actually.
You're not mad at us, are you, for changing?
No, I'm not. I love y'all guys. Y'all look great. Like I said, I grew up with...
Okay, good. All right, thank you.
Right.
All right, thanks for talking to me.
Yourself, you animal.
I will. We all have a good party, too.
All right, thanks.
We didn't know she was your sister.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
You know, the funny thing there is the offhanded nature in which he said, yeah, I lost track of you guys when I was in prison for murder.
For murder.
I don't want to get into it. That's a long story.
Yeah,
but it's good to hear you.
Don, Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted you to ask that guy, is he actually at the jail? Because I'm right around the corner from the Prince William County Jailhouse. I'm hearing the same fire trucks go past. I think that guy was still in jail.
Wow.
Maybe he just got out today.
No, he's out.
He might have, because I'm right around the corner. There's all kind of fire trucks going around. And I said, what in the hell?
No, he's better, not bitter.
He's picking up his son from school as soon as he fixes the flat.
Thank you, my friend. Let's go to Sal. Hey,
see you at the jailhouse.
Good morning.
Sal, hi.
How you doing, gentlemen? Good afternoon. I have 2 quick lists for you. I know you've been doing it. It's got tedious, but they're pretty good.
All right.
I have one for J&O for men and one for J&O for women.
All right, why don't you just give us the top three in your opinion
exactly,
for both?
Exactly, that's what I'm going to give you. For J&O for women,
yeah,
which no one uses, right. We have massaging the mound.
Okay. Too medical.
Pinching the nub. And my favorite, with guys, we have practicing your mantra with the purple bishop.
Now.
Whipping the snot out of the frog.
Now.
And my favorite, doing the old knuckle shuffle on the piss pump.
What's your phone number, sir?
Sorry. Why do you want his phone number, Buzz?
So we can give it out on the air. This is horrible.
Oh, okay. No, I got you. Okay, all right.
I thought perhaps you wanted to call him later. I know.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Yeah.
I just want to tell you guys, that was a killer phone call y'all just took.
Killer show today, though.
I gotcha. Killer, thank you, my friend. All right, listen, let's switch gears for a second. We got some time, and we got some money to give away.
Yep.
Really, we got money to give away. We have a limited amount, but we have money to give away.
What show is this?
This is, Rob, this is the Don and Mike show.
With money?
And here's what we're going to play over the next hour. We're going to play a game called Who Do Ye Know?
Oh, you've been talking about this.
Yeah, this is very simple. Now, we're going to do other stuff while this is going on, but for approximately, we got, who's it from the Super Bowl coming up? James Brown from Fox at about an hour.
Excellent.
So for about the next hour, we'll be entertaining your calls, okay, to win some money.
It'll be money.
Here's the deal. You call 877-365-3636. That's the national number. D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. In New York City, WNEW 877-692-1027.
Very good.
What you do is you call up Lisa or Slow Joe, and what we're looking for is who do ye know? Who's the biggest celebrity you know?
Famous person.
Famous person you know, and if you know them, it can't only be that you've passed them on the street or perhaps you've met them at a party.
Not good enough.
I mean, you really got to know them. You got to know them to the point where you got a phone number where we can call up and... I tell you what, depending on how large the celebrity is, on Who Do Ye Know, we'll start with $100. And like if the celebrity is Carrot Top,
right,
we'll pay $100. But if you get, if over the hour you call and you get someone like Clooney,
mm-hmm.
like George Clooney or one of the friends.
How about Janet Reno?
We'll go as high as $500.
Wow.
Depending on how big the celebrity is.
This house has sure gone crazy.
Well, now, you know, I mean, and again, knowing our audience, most likely it'll right. be like, I think the last time we did this 5 or 6 years ago, we ended up with the biggest name we had was some guy who used to be in Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, a lot of times it's not only a name, but they have something tagged to it, like so-and-so ex-bassist for Blue Oyster Cult.
See, it's already starting now. Vinny, who do you claim you know?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Johnny Travolta.
Now, do you have his phone number?
Absolutely not. No, I got his email, though.
Okay, see, no. You got to have the phone number.
Email and ask for his phone number.
So you can, what you do is then you give the phone number right. to either Joe or Lisa, and they call, and they get the person on the phone, and then they'll say, hey, I've got, John Travolta on the phone, or I've got Carrot Top on the phone.
This is your opportunity to introduce a celebrity friend or acquaintance to the Don and Mike Show and maybe win money in the process.
Sure. I've got, Lenny or Squiggy? Which one was the one we didn't have on the show?
David.
No, we had David Lander on right? the show. We didn't have Michael McKean.
I've got Michael McKean on the line right now.
Really?
No. I'm just trying to think of a grade B celebrity.
Oh, great good example.
He's good, though. He's hot because he's on the Jiminy Glick program.
So, call now. If you want to play this game and you know some celebrities, call us up and we'll try to give some money away. We'll be right back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Banana's fantastic.
Ooh! Charlie!
Charlie. Grandpa?
In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you.
Grandpa!
Ooh! Charlie, you've got it!
Whee!
Have a shooting star!
You can call
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFN 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight.
Hey, 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 take it easy. You'll get a stomachache if you swallow it like that.
Right. They can have coitus without bleeding.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
All right, let's get to your calls here and see who do ye know?
Who do you know?
It's a throwaway thing.
Either we get somebody famous or we don't get anybody at all. Let's see.
The fun is the journey.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Yeah, you doing this, JR.
JR, who do you know?
Well, I don't know if you can say I know him, but I went to school with James Brown's daughter.
James Brown?
Yeah.
Which
caster?
Okay, all right.
His daughter.
With his daughter. Mm-hmm. Well, D.A., James Brown...
He's going to be on the show.
Right, like in an hour. He's going to be on the...
Like I said, I don't know if this would go with saying I know him or whatever. I've met him. He's been to my basketball game.
Okay, well, no. Let me run the concept by you. That the deal is we call someone who we normally wouldn't have contact with. The game is, who do ye know? You have to impress us with the celebrities that you know. The first name you've thrown out is a guy that we've already got scheduled to be on the show today.
Exactly. Right. I know that.
We didn't have to pay anybody.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
So what that is, that's a building block. That's a first step.
Okay. Let's go to... no, I hate...
Onward and upward.
Taking his call. Glenn the janitor.
Oh, no.
What, Glenn?
Hello?
What, Glenn?
Yeah,
what?
Hey, you want a celebrity? I'm about to look you up. I know many celebrities. I know people from Kid Rock, Steve Perry, but I'm going to give you the phone number to the guy who goes, what's that?
No, that would not be acceptable. You'd have to come up with a bigger name.
I'd put him below Steve.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I would put Steve Perry above the what's up guy.
All right, listen, I could give you Steve Perry, but it's not going to be today. He's not in the United States right now.
Of course not.
How convenient.
Who would be the biggest celebrity whose phone number you could provide right now?
That's it, because Kid Rock's in California and he isn't taking a call. I tried him first, and the What's Up guy's the only guy I can get you right now.
Uh-huh. Oh, all right, well then, goodbye, Glenn.
Hey, listen, I love you.
Right.
Listen, I hope you get a bigger celebrity than a What's Up guy. You're going to have you-know-what on your face.
Right, okay, bye, ass.
Yeah, at D.A.
Bye-bye.
You know what? I would actually be more appreciative if the What's Up guy called and gave us the number to Glenn the janitor.
Let's go to Mike. Hello, Mike. You're on the air. Mike.
Oh, the fun we could have.
Hi.
Mike,
I know the Macho Man Randy Savage's cell phone number.
Oh, now listen, I forgot the theme music here.
Hey.
Now, is that the guy who did the tape for us that time?
Yeah, and also Step Into a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, which is the wrestler that did the tape who couldn't get the...
the outtakes.
Oh, Big John Studd.
Is he dead?
I think. Would you go grab that tape,
yeah,
Rob?
Uh-huh.
All right, so you know Randy Macho Man Savage. Do you have his phone number?
Yeah.
Cell phone.
Hold on, please. If you'll hold on, have you given that number to Lisa?
I gave it to some guy. I don't know who it was.
All right, okay, hold on. We're going to put you on hold, and we'll try. Now, Randy Macho Man Savage, yes, he does the Slim Jim commercials.
Famous wrestler.
Right, yeah, we'd give him a call. This is the best wrestling tape we've ever had.
It is.
This guy, listen to this guy, Big John Studd, the late Big John Studd. This is a great tape from I don't know how many years ago.
6.7.
We're right there, man. We're rolling. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Donna and Mike. Put Donna and Mike. Donna and Mike. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Donna and Mike. I gotta hold this up. That's okay. I do this. I do a lot of these, and it takes me a while.
Yeah.
This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and... Never listen to Don and Mike. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike.
Not that hard.
I want to say Donna and Mike.
I love this tape.
This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Hey.
This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike.
You're going to edit this out, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Right. Oh, I promise.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
Even after you're dead.
Okay. This is Big John Studd. I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK. Radio.
Great tape.
Fantastic.
All right, so, Rob, you have the number for Macho Man Randy Savage. All right, there you go. I'll tell you what, use that one. All right, Rob will now dial. And if, in fact, we do get Macho Man Randy Savage, that means that Mike... Let me see. Mike, are you still on the line with us there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
All right, now, if Macho Man Randy Savage is actually at this number and we get him on the air, you will be in first place. And I would say that Randy Savage would be a $100 celebrity.
Yeah. 80. Okay.
All right, Rob, we're not going downhill. Okay. It's $100. As we tried the number you've given us for Macho Man Randy Savage.
The answer is
Savage? Thank you.
Now, hey, Mike, should we, would he know you just as Mike, or should we use a last name?
Yeah, just say it's Mike Manville.
Mike Manville.
Hi, Randy, I'm calling on behalf of Mike Manville. We're doing a radio show right now, the Don and Mike Show. Can you come on the air with us?
So he can win a prize?
It would help Mike win a prize. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it'll be very fast, I promise. Hang on.
Wonder what he's doing.
All right, well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The very first contestant on Who Do Ye Know? Let's say hello to Randy, Macho Man Savage. Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
Randy.
Mike. Yeah.
Now you know what? I don't think these things are not.
Oh no, he can't if he's in New York.
The lines are messed up. I'm gonna have to pass the message back and forth, but we have Mike, who's on the line from our New York station.
Right.
And
just come out with father.
How is your father?
He's doing good. Thanks for asking, Randy.
He's doing good. Thanks for asking, Randy.
Very nice.
Mike, would there be anything you would like to ask Randy?
No. Just, he's got me this $100, Randy.
He says, please get him the $100, and you've done that. Let me ask you, how do we know for sure that this is Randy Macho Man Savage?
Oh, well, when I used to wrestle in New York, his father, good friend of mine, I signed autographs as a kid. I sort of know. I know him through, like, the great, you know... Like,
this is not Randy Macho Man Savage.
Randy, he has like a redneck accent, doesn't he?
And then it got
quiet. Douchebags.
Then it got, and then the line went dead.
You douchebags. Hey, Mike. Hey, DA.
Hello.
Is that him on both lines? Same guy?
It might be.
Yeah, he gave you his cell phone number and called on a hard line.
It might be. Hey, Mike. Hey, Randy.
Yes.
Come on, who are you really? Who are you really? I'll tell you what. If you don't tell us who you are, we're going to give out your phone number on the
Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh yeah.
Yeah, Randy Savage from Baltimore. Here's a tip for future contest players: if you're going to pretend to be a celebrity, pretend to be a $400 celebrity.
Let me see. Which one is it? The 914.
Yeah, 313. That's what we called Randy at the, on the...
You want me to give out the rest of this number? Tell me who you really are.
My name is John.
John.
Your name is John. Talk in your normal voice, John, or it's going to get ugly.
Talk in your normal voice.
How you guys doing?
All right.
We're
okay.
Good.
Thank you.
It was very amusing.
Very clever ruse, John.
Goodbye. Jesus Christ.
So it begins.
Sorry, he's a name. Randy Savage.
Hello.
That's just sad.
I used to be a wrestler, duh.
Oh, and I can't believe I restarted the music for that, because I really thought we had Randy the Macho Man Savage.
Yeah, wasn't fun.
We saved $100 though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's a
hey,
great
Hey, Don,
name.
How you doing?
Okay.
This is Pete. I wouldn't call him a celebrity. I'd call him a cheap uncle. Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. You have Billy Joel's phone number?
Well, it depends what kind of money is it worth, because he's going to be pretty pissed off.
For Billy Joel, we would go $300.
Hmm. Okay, I also know Buzz's drug dealer.
Ah!
Right. Well, this happens to be Billy Joel, by the way.
Oh, wow. To Howard G.
Oh, hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Howard G.
That's right, man. I'm here, man.
The Kiss My Bumper Man.
Ah, that's right. It's me.
Senate
it's
Insurance?
Me.
Yes.
That's right. Just kiss it.
All right, you want to play the game, Howard? Who is?
Yes, I want to play. I got Chris Tucker's number. Chris Tucker in Baltimore as we speak.
Wow.
He's closing the town. He's I think we opened up a restaurant there. You know, Baltimore's starting to blow up, man.
Chris Tucker would be a $300 celebrity as well.
We're getting somewhere.
$300? Come on, man. That should be the big $500.
No. If we're going to pay $300 for Billy Joel, we'll pay $300 for Chris Tucker.
All right. Well, you ready to call him?
Yeah.
I got his number. Okay.
All right. Hold on just a second. I would have gone five, except Chris Tucker is like Michael Jackson's butt boy these days.
Yeah.
Rob, can you get the number from Howard?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Just pick up the phone and get the...
What line is he on?
He's on 444.
But at least we know this is going to be legit because Howard does some TV work and we know him, so we know he's on the up and up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I got a question. Were you still taking people, names of famous people that people have known or met?
Well, yeah, it's who do ye know, but you've got to have a phone number for the celebrity.
A picture doesn't work?
No,
it's radio, sir.
Yeah.
How would a picture work on radio?
Okay. It would work real well if I were to, like, UPS it in or something, or, you know, that would be verification, wouldn't it?
That's good. Can you see the picture I'm holding up now, sir?
Another graduate from UCKF. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. Oops, hold on. Robbie, what's the latest with Chris Tucker?
We're dialing him up right now.
All right, we're calling.
Right now.
Famous star, Chris Tucker.
Movie star. Michael Jackson's friend.
Yes. Rush Hour, or Jackie Chan's friend. Right. Oh, Jackie Chan. Right. Oh. Which one of the Jacksons are you, Tito? Okay. Chris Tucker. Here we go. This could be...
Howard G. thinks this is either going to ring to Chris or to an assistant of Chris. Hi, I'm calling for Chris Tucker. I'm calling on behalf of Howard G.
Chris Mother Tucker.
Is Chris Tucker available? Thank you. Good, hold on.
If we get Chris Tucker, this would be the biggest one thus far.
This is pretty big.
Biggest since Tony Randall.
I think you're right, Rob.
Tony Randall is always our fallback celebrity.
Hey, was he?
My name is Rob Spiewak. I'm calling on behalf of Howard G., your comedian friend.
Cool.
And if you come on our radio show right now, we can win some money for Howard. Can you come on the air with us?
Tell him Howard's on the line, too.
Just to say hi. Howard's on the line, too. He'd like to say hi to you on the air. No, hold on. Can I put you... Chris, can I put you on the air?
With Howard.
Okay, it'll be very fast. Go ahead.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up? Listen, now, who am I talking to? I know you didn't tell me where you were from. Who am I
talking
to?
Okay, all right. I'm Don from the Don and Mike Show. And
hi,
how you doing, Chris? Love you. You're funny as S. We have now on the phone. Now, Howard?
Yes.
Howard, tell Chris what's going on.
Chris.
Hello? I'm right here, man. I'm listening. Where y'all from, Dynamite? Where y'all from? Y'all from Atlanta? Where y'all from?
No. It's a national show. D.C., New York.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second.
Who's dialing?
Who's dialing there? D.C. D.C., New York, Sacramento, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland.
Okay. Well, what's up, y'all? How y'all feeling? What's going on?
Okay. This is simply a contest to see what celebrity we can get on the air, and your friend Howard G. called.
Well, first of all, Howard ain't really my friend. Let me explain that to you. I met Howard in Baltimore. Howard, what you got me talking, man? Who am I talking to, man?
Hey, this is Chris. This is me, man. Howard G. comedian. This is Don and Mike, man. They on a radio syndicated show. They all over, man. And
Howard always trying to hook something up like this, man. So what we got to do? Sing? What? Dance? What we got to do? Ask the questions, what we doing?
No, this was it. You just had to come on the air and say hello. That's it.
That's all they wanted, Chris.
Just good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's over?
That's it.
All right. Okay, Howard. Well, man, call me after we get off the phone, man.
All right, Chris. I need to holler at you anyway.
Call me after we get off the phone.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, now I will tell you there is some debate in this room as if that was actually Chris Tucker or not.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll prove y'all get it.
Well, he was pissed off.
He just, it seemed, yeah. Perhaps, it, maybe it's because I'm sitting in Mike's chair. And maybe I'm getting a...
He seemed pissed off.
The voice seemed exaggerated to me.
No, but you know what? The more, I'm going to listen to the tape during the break. I'm going to go on, being as we know Howard G.
Right.
And he's a friend of the show.
Good guy.
Yeah.
I got to think, you wouldn't be us, would you, Howard?
No, because I like that guy. Don't realize, all these guys, but the local comedians like myself first before they blew up.
Now, you've, You think, and I still keep in contact with Otto.
All right, then here's what you do. Call him back and see if he was pissed off, and then call us back. Lisa will give you the inside number. Call us back and tell us if he was pissed.
Because I think he might have been.
But anyway, we did hear
that a business meeting going on right now, so I might have, you know.
Ah. All right, well, you're in the lead right now. Hold on a second, Howard G. Yeah, we're going to have to go with the judge's rule. That was Chris Tucker.
And you know what? I agree now more because there was a time when they were talking at the same time. Howard does some impressions in his act, so I didn't know if he was trying to perhaps to try something on.
Yeah, but if Howard knew, Howard knows us enough to know that...
Yeah, we busted him on doing that.
That's true. He'd never come on the show again.
He knows that you know.
That you know. Okay.
Right.
Chris Tucker would be the leader right now. Let's go to Stacy. Stacy, hello. Stacy.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Who do ye know?
I have O.J. Simpson's phone number.
Let me say, O.J. Simpson is a contest stopper. O.J. Simpson is a $500 winner.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope so.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Johnny, if you would get the number. Hold on, I'm going to put you on hold. Get the number for Johnny.
Why would this white woman know OJ?
Well, hold on, I'm trying to get on hold, Lisa.
Someone else picked it up.
It's not, well, or is it me? Hold on a second. Hold. Howard G. I'm trying to, boy, there you go, it's on hold. The number's on hold. All right, now this is
Stacy.
Lisa has the number. We're now calling O.J. Simpson.
Or so Stacy says.
All right, let's put Stacy back on. Stacy, how is it that you know O.J.? Hey, Stacy?
Yes.
How do you know O.J.?
Well, actually, if I say, I could get fired from my job.
Oh,
so
okay. All right.
I'd rather not say.
Fair enough. All right, but will he know the name Stacy?
No. I don't know him personally, but he... came into my job, and we have the phone number.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Very good, all right. Rob, you had any luck calling OJ?
Try one more time. He's got privacy protection on his phone.
Oh, I see. Well, you know what? I don't care. He can have the hotline number. Give OJ the hotline. I don't care. Let OJ call us. I mean, we got this thing where we star 67 so people can't get our phone number. But a lot of people have their phones set up that if you're being star 67, it won't take the call.
You know, and after the trouble he's been in recently, maybe you can pitch him on Dish Network.
Juice, don't do this. Why are you doing this? All right. And it's a 305 area code, so it's South Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's on our time zone. Good.
All right, so what's the deal, Robbie? Is it ringing?
Yeah, no answer yet.
How many rings?
This is the third ring.
Third ring.
He might be outside in his robe.
Hold on.
Who have I reached? This is Rob. I'm calling on behalf of Stacy. Is O.J. Simpson available, please?
Wow.
Could you come on the air with us a moment, sir?
Just to say hello?
That
Stacy can win $500?
He says it's not juice. What's that, sir?
Oh, it's not. It's not the juice.
Do you have a number where we could reach him? It's very important. O.J.'s won a prize. My name is Rob. I'm with the Don and Mike radio show.
OJ's on a
prize. And if we can get in touch with OJ, we've got a cash prize for him.
He might buy you.
But this is the number. Hello? He hung up.
All right.
He said he's not going to give me the number.
Stacy.
And if we have a cash prize, we should try back later.
Stacy, sorry about that.
It's okay. It was worth a try.
Yeah. Good try, honey. Good try.
You guys are awesome. I love you guys.
Thank you. Thanks. You know what? Thank you for the number. That'll be one that we'll just put in our Rolodex to give it a try again at some point.
OJ.
Hello, Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, hi.
Hey, listen, guys, I want to tell you why I think that was not Chris Tucker.
Why?
I've been listening to you guys for about a year now, off and on. I live right outside of New York City. And I always know it's Glenn the janitor about 30 seconds before you guys do. And I've only been listening for a year.
No, listen, see, here's the thing. You got to know. This guy, Howard G.
Right.
That guy is a friend of ours, and he does commercials in the D.C. area.
We know him.
We know him, so his authenticity is beyond reproach. We've had him on the show.
And we also know...
Listen to my reasoning, though.
Okay.
Do you guys actually think that Chris Tucker talks like that in real life when he's not acting like he's Jackie Chan's partner in Rush Hour? You think he's all hyped up like that and talking at 100 miles an hour?
If he was on the set of a movie up in Baltimore, and incidentally, that has also been confirmed, that he is up in Baltimore on the set of a movie, it is entirely possible.
All right, then I want to give my vote for that guy. I think that's a $500.
No, that's 300. Chris Tucker's a 300. Billy Joel's 300. Yeah. Chris Tucker's 300. Thank you, though, my friend.
All right.
Thank you. Hold on. Let me try one more here. Rob, I know we got a break. Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
Hey, this is Rob.
Rob, who you got? Who do you know? Who do you know?
I don't think it's thick enough now, but Mike might know who it is. Bobby Richardson. He was a catcher for the Yankees back in the 50s.
Oh. Wow. You do better with Thurman Munson.
Low and outside, sir.
You call Thurman Munson, man. You got to call him with a shovel. we will break. Here's famous Yankee catcher whose plane went down. We'll be back. And hold on. Is this Howard G calling back?
The cellular shovel.
Let's get the update. Hello, Howard.
Yes.
Was he pissed?
No, he wasn't pissed, but like he said, he told me that he just didn't know what was going on, and he was wondering how the two guys get that number. See, that's what I'm saying. Don't too many people know he's supposed to be in Baltimore. I mean, he ain't telling a lot of people that he's coming to the band.
All right, gotcha.
So he just wanted to find out what's going on.
You got it. All right, Howard, you're in first place.
Good job.
All right. And what about that OJ person? Did they come through or what?
No, OJ didn't come through, so we're going to give this one more break.
And, okay.
Right now you're in the lead.
All right. Hey, I hope I can come on the air with you guys for Black History Month. You know that's coming up.
Of course, Howard G. You're welcome for Black History Month. Rob, stop that.
What?
Okay. Stop that, Rob.
I didn't do anything.
What Rob say?
No, Rob's giving me the cutoff sign. Like, no Black History Month.
Howard, I'm kidding, of course.
You know, Rob. All right, hold on there, Howard G. Hold on a second. Chris Tucker. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's your leader right now.
Well, that's fun.
That's a good game.
It's Chris Tucker. You got anybody better than Chris Tucker?
Call us.
Hot movie star? We'll pay according to the star that you can deliver at 877-365-3636. National number DC 202-432-1067. In New York, 877-692-1027. You keep calling. We'll be right back.
Mike Show. Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Hi, John and Mike.
Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off. Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
God created them because he was disappointed in monkeys. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
That has something to do with Mark Twain, I think.
Rob brought that in.
Now, the contest is continuing here, the Who Do Ye Know contest. James Brown will join us from the Super Bowl in a second.
Uh-huh. Can he win?
One of the guys on the telephone who has dropped off is a guy from Texas who has, I believe, Steven Spielberg's phone number.
Wow.
Rob, why don't you... hold on. Let me pick this one up. This might be JB calling right now.
I think it could be.
So we got Steven Spielberg coming up. Also, Willie Mays. And I think it says on the screen, Jimmy J.J. Walker. Yeah, pick that up. And see if it's JB.
Hey,
JB. Is it JB?
I think it is. And who doesn't have J.J. Walker's phone number?
Oh, yeah, sounds great.
All right, well, then we'll go to JB now. We'll do some Super Bowl talk. And then everybody else, is it JB?
Yeah.
All right, then everybody else just cool your jets and we'll get back to Who Do Ye Know. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now from New Orleans, the host of the best show on television, Fox NFL Sunday. Here is our friend, the great JB, James Brown. Hey, JB.
Yeah. Don and Mike, first of all, I had to get ready for you guys. I went to the gym this morning, had to do a little exercising because I know this is always an exercise in intellectual gymnastics with you guys. And I'm on the treadmill, and I'm puzzled because we're set to put in weight, and you heard Bradshaw and Howie getting all on my case about weight. I didn't know whether to put in my birth weight or my real weight. What's going on, fellas? It's good hearing your voices again.
JB, always great hearing you. You know, I know we say it all the time, but it's really true. You're great on that show because you have those other DAs just constantly talking over you, constantly making comments, and you're trying to get your point in.
Keeps it together.
The first thing I have to know this morning. This is totally unrelated to the Super Bowl. I understand that today you were on the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
Okay.
And I have to know, is that guy the biggest load you've ever spoken to in your life?
You know, the one thing about you guys is I know you will speak your mind. But I actually had a blast with them. They were wonderful. And you know what? For that hour,
he's
what
a
nice, easy way to wake up.
He's a dick. Let me play you what some other celebrities have said about him. Here is, are you familiar with the show King of Queens?
Absolutely.
You know Leah Remini?
Yes, I do.
All right, listen, here is what Leah Remini had to say.
This is TV's Leah Remini. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
See?
Is a horse's ass.
Wow.
Now, what about the famous wrestler Mankind?
Mick Foley. Hi, this is pro wrestler Mankind.
Jack Diamond
is a
horse's ass.
Thank you.
Now, could we add you to that list? Will you say this is JB, Jack Diamond is a horse's ass?
You know what? Unfortunately, you guys will be extremely disappointed because I can only judge people by the way they treat me. And this is what I've heard. And you guys have been wonderful to me, even though I've heard some very disparaging remarks you make about Terry and Howie. But the good thing is that you do it to their faces,
right.
And that's good. And Jack Diamond has been nothing short of sensational with me. So I'm so sorry. Because you know what? You have to have one dissenting voice anyway.
All right, would you just for the record, would you just say horse's ass?
Oh, I can't do that. You know what? Hey, if I go to church next Sunday and I'm up preaching to the youth and they say, JB, how did you put that in biblical context? I can only say I went to the book of Don and Mike, which, of course, is being added to the Bible now. I know it's being reviewed to see if it can be approved. That's the only way I could justify it.
Could you simply say horse's behind? A horse's hind quarters? You don't have to say Jack. You don't have to say Jack Diamond.
I knew I was getting into it, but I honestly can't say anything bad about him.
I know
this will be the last time that you guys will have me on the show, but I honestly can't say anything derogatory about him.
All right, how about towards me? Can you say Don Geronimo is a horse's hindquarters?
I love Don and Mike. I love them.
Wow.
You know, the only thing is, you self-deprecating humor. If you want me to blast on myself talking about
I
can't blast you guys either.
And say, JB is a horse's hindquarters.
All right, here you go. 3, 2, 1. JB is a ham hock.
Very good. That'll work. Thank you. Wow. We'll take that. Someone get that tape right.
Somehow, I think through the magic of editing, that's going to be appended to a Jack Diamond comment. So.
Your hands are clean.
There you go, JB. Well, now listen. I want to ask you seriously your feelings about not only the game, but the fact that this will be the last game that John and Pat call together. How much attention are you guys on the pregame show going to focus on that, and how important is the game in that regard to John and Pat?
Hey, Don and Mike, first of all, thanks for asking the question, because John and Pat, and certainly Pat above all, wouldn't have it any other way. They want the focus to be on the game itself. While I know that Pat and John have been together for 21 years, pregame shows have evolved radically so from back in the days of the NFL Today with Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, Phyllis George, and Jimmy the Greek. They still maintain that the recipe should be focused on the game itself. We will deal with Pat in a post-game setting. Certainly, I will acknowledge the 21 years together and how we're losing one of the game's best when I toss it to him from the pregame show to the game crew. But we won't do any more than that until the postgame. But the guy is deserving of every accolade possible because he truly is the Kitsune Al.
Yeah, I agreed. There's nothing like Summerall and Madden calling the game. Sad to see that's happened the way that it's happened. And I'm glad that, you know, of course you guys will handle that with class and with dignity. Is Jillian coming down for the show?
Boy, Jillian has upset the town. Have you guys had her on your show?
Yeah.
One time, yeah. She's
She is very quick-witted.
very bright. She is in town to host the Playboy party, the MTV party, and the Maxim party. Ooh. So she's going to be enjoying herself thoroughly in that regard. And, yes, she will be on the set doing something. Actually, I think we asked to her to get a report on the tailgating parties as well as those other parties that I mentioned.
And, JB, I read something in USA Today, although I know that both you and I and Buzz and many others in this room share long-standing marriages. I just want all the guys to know that there's hope out there, that I've read that Jillian is separated from her husband.
Boy, has Hollywood gone crazy with that.
Yeah.
The security that we have at Fox Network Central is not just because of the heightened state of security associated with post 9/11, but because of Jillian making the announcement in Hollywood that she's now a single woman.
Wow.
And she claims she's a little uncomfortable and out of practice in terms of what it all entails. There are a ton of people who want to refamiliarize her.
Yeah, of course.
Gotcha.
About the game. JB, I said on the air the other day to Mike, I said, I don't care how many points the Rams are favored by, I'll take the Rams no matter what. I think that they're going to win whether it's by 14, by 21, by 28. Well, what are your thoughts? Do the Patriots have a shot?
They do have a shot, and if I may, just in terms of talking about the Patriots for a second, they have earned their way into the biggest game of the season. True, there is a legitimate asterisk by the victory over Oakland because of the controversial call and the overturning of that call by way of the replay. I understand that, and Oakland fans have a right to be upset. However, New England went on from there to beat the team with the number one rated defense in the National Football League and one of the best ground attacks running games in the NFL. They beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh on their own turf. So, yes, they've earned the right. But believe me, they've got a tall task in front of them now because the Rams are full of nothing but flat-out track athletes. They're playing on turf in the dome. That favors them amazingly so. And the only way New England could prepare for that speed is to get out on 495 and try to defend the cars going by them.
All right, so you read between the lines. I think we know who you think is going to win. On a local note here, I know that you get your balls busted on the show sometimes because you're a Redskins guy. What are your thoughts about the hiring of Steve Spurrier?
You know, clearly that was Dan Snyder's guy all along. I am just very happy, and let me say this. It wasn't because I was a Marty Schottenheimer fan. Not that I have anything against him. I had no vote in the matter. I would love to have seen Terry Robiskie be given the opportunity because I thought he had a chance to really make a dent with the team. However, Schottenheimer, given his style of play, which is boring indeed, but is conservative and effective, I thought he did a remarkable job in turning the team around when he tried to make it work with Jeff George, who was Dan Snyder's choice. Once they realized that George wasn't the guy, they jettisoned him after two games, and they got things on track. But good for Marty that he negotiated a deal that's going to pay him $7.5 million on the remaining part of that contract.
Right.
So he's covered. And now, you know, Dan's got his guy, so let's see what happens.
All right.
It ought to be a more fun brand of offense that we're looking at if they can get the right ingredients to make it work.
And I'm reading here, last thing, about how Fox is paring down the cost this year. The last time you guys had the Super Bowl, your set was worth $350,000. This year it's only $150,000, and in Miami for the last Super Bowl Fox had, they spent $400,000 on phones. Now it's only $150,000.
Wow.
And the reason I'm giving some credence to what you're saying is because they didn't tell us that. I guess they want us to be surprised come Sunday.
well, listen, finally, we got an instant feedback here. Can you stop Chris Collinsworth from dancing during your show?
Well, quite honestly, how would you grade his dance on a 1 to 10 scale?
He's whiter than we are.
Right.
Chris was a big party boy when he was down in Florida, and of course when he played in the early years with Cincinnati, he had a home down in Tampa, Florida, on the water, and I understand that that was the party place, his poor dancing notwithstanding.
Wow. And I know that you won't mention this on the air, but you might want to tell Howie, who was on just a couple of weeks ago with us, that, I saw Jimmy Kimmel on Letterman last week, and Jimmy Kimmel alluded to the fact that Howie is a homo.
Ha ha ha. Well, you know what? Jimmy would not want to say anything more about Howie. As good a guy as Howie is, I mean, we all tease him and call him the big handsome stud. He's enjoying tremendous post-athletic career success with his commercials and the like.
Right.
But let me tell you something. Howie, you don't want to see him get primitive. There's no one, there's no one I was going to battle with other than Howie, because Big Boy is very, very serious.
Yep.
And he's probably headed up to his neck now.
And finally, at any point during the Super Bowl weekend, are you going to be partying with Rudy Marstein?
As a matter of fact, I sat with Rudy yesterday, and we saw him in our meeting today. But what message would you like for me to pass along to him?
Tell him we miss him.
Yeah, we miss him.
Oh, no kidding.
We miss him. Yeah, the editors at USA Today, they don't like him being on a show like this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, I will pass the message along. Hey, if we can do it, why can't Rudy do it?
Exactly.
Amen to that.
Precisely. JB, get back to whatever you were doing. The show starts, I believe, on
3 o'clock
Friday. The show starts Friday.
Yeah.
It goes all the way, all the way through Sunday.
Runs through Monday, actually.
And JB and the guys, they go on at 3 games, about 6:15. You are the best, and you guys are the best. And thank you for being on the show, JB.
Hey, Phil, truly, I enjoy being with you, and I hope you'll call me on again. Ham hock notwithstanding.
You got it. All right, thank you, JB.
Take care. Bye-bye.
There he is. What a good guy.
What a jerk.
Great James Brown.
Yeah, hard to find anybody who doesn't like James Brown.
He's amazing. He truly is.
JB started over at Channel 9 and worked his way up the food ladder. Are we working on cutting up the tape now that says Jack Diamond is a ham hock?
Yeah, we have Joe Archer on it, filling in perhaps any verbs or adjectives that need to be added.
JB knew what we were doing.
Yeah,
of course.
He knew.
Well, he gave us the 3-2-1 count.
Right.
Whenever you're laying a vocal down, you always do it. He knows.
Well, I can't say anything bad about you, Don, or Mike.
Right.
Okay, well, how about yourself?
Well, all right, 3-2-1. JB is a ham hock.
That's the closest we're going to get.
That was great.
I was hoping you could get him to say something about Randy Cross.
Well, Randy Cross is CBS.
Yeah, that's why he might say.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't, because he's even weirder about stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess.
About saying something about somebody in the industry.
Right.
All right, well, there's JB, and you heard him. Rams by 100, at least. Not a chance. Yeah. The Patriots, not a chance this weekend. And
you don't want to see Howie get primitive.
And I'm glad that they're going to be bronzing part of Pat Summerall's stomach.
That'll be lovely.
After the game.
Just bits of it.
Bits of throw up and intestines and stuff that are going to be given to him after the game.
That goes to the loser of the Super Bowl. The winner gets the Lombardi Trophy and the loser gets a hunk of stomach.
You know, I think that's actually going to be a reason that people might watch the game, even if it's like 45-10 in the fourth quarter, because there's a chance that Madden will get all blubbery. And
there's no one better in a blowout than that team. I mean,
that's
because
true.
They can really make a blowout be entertaining.
And being as their last game together, it'd be like, you know, by the end of the game, Madden will be mounting Summerall.
Making out that Pat has a good game. Because, you know, he's been hot and cold all season long. He had a lot of beg your pardons last week.
Yeah, you know what? At the party, how about this? How about everybody does a shot every time he says beg your pardon?
That'll be good. Well, none of us will be at work on Monday. Well,
hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
This is Claudia from Washington, D.C.
Hi, Claudia.
Well, I don't know any celebrities' phone numbers, but I had a comment. Actually, I do know Lauren Holly. How much would she be worth?
Lauren Holly, she'd be a $200.
$200, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I didn't think it'd be worth it to get her phone number.
No.
Well, listen, Stacy called in and said she had OJ's number, and someone over there said, why would OJ know a white woman?
Yeah,
think about it.
I was joking. I was being facetious.
Well, think about it. That's all we know.
There was a bit of sarcasm there.
No, she agrees. No, she agrees with you, Buzz. Don't be so defensive.
No, I know. That's all
OJ knows.
That's all
OJ knows.
White women.
Call
okay.
on. Nicole, I mean, you don't know any black women.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're hammer at home.
Calling from the university.
See you later. Oh, that's right. UCKL.
Yeah, the Universal College of the Knowledge Federation.
Explain it, you drain it.
And more importantly, really, as far as that lady Stacy goes, uh-huh. How could she know OJ and still be alive?
That's okay. True. She Good could question. Be in hiding.
How could she be a white woman who knows OJ and still be alive?
Good question, though.
As far as I know, he kills all the white women.
No, he was in church.
When we come back,
yes,
I know we've gotten away from this because we had JB on, but we got the guy from Texas who claims he knows Steven Spielberg. We have a guy from New York who claims he knows Willie Mays.
Hey!
We got the guy from Texas who claims he knows Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Ooh!
And a guy from D.C. who claims he has Dion's phone number. So I don't know where they fall out on the pay scale.
Where do we start?
I gotta think that of those, I'd say Steven Spielberg and Willie Mays are your biggest names.
Yeah, and Spielberg ahead of Mays.
No, I don't know. Willie Mays is like maybe one of the greatest baseball players ever. I don't know. Rob, it's just because he's black, isn't it, right?
I never said that.
You don't want a black man to win this contest.
I never said that.
Yeah, I know it's killing Rob the fact that you know, Chris Tucker is leading the contest right now. Oh, but Rob, just for you, good news.
Yes?
As it turns out, it's not Jimmy J. Walker.
Oh?
It's Jerry Jeff Walker, who is a white country singer.
Oh, bring him on then. $600 winner.
Jerry Jeff.
Nice to see you.
A white country singer. Okay, so we're going to break, and we're going to get back to Who Do Ye Know?
Ye.
We'll do one more round on this.
Yay.
Call us on the toll freeze. Use your local number if you got one for your station. Right now, the biggest celebrity we've talked to today is Chris Tucker. We'll pay $300 for that. If you got one better than that, we'll go as high as $500.
Wow.
Call us now with Who Do Ye Know, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day, and call this number. Yeah, dumb son of a bitch, you don't watch it 24 hours a day. Hi, I'm Alex Trebek, and
son of a bitch.
Huh? Wait a minute. Run that by me again. I don't understand it. I didn't pause. All right, let's start cutting. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and dollars. Ah. Oh. Son of a bitch. Somebody gonna tell me why? Here's a little hint. Pick up, take one.
$25,000.
It's all on the same tape. How are they going to lose it? $25,000, $50,000, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, dollars. Well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm going to do it now. Dollars. It's for you. No sh. Call now and play, phone Jeopardy. You. 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 And them, too.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is really putting yourself in jeopardy. So I never do it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-132-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Damn straight. Getting into the home stretch here of Who Do Ye Know?
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
We're going to do some more of your alleged celebrity phone calls. Let me tell you that Saturday night, we're going to somebody's house.
Yeah.
To do the Las Vegas style show. Secret location. Trust me, you'll hear all about it.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday's episodes. But we do have a winner in the Las Vegas style show from your home contest.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to someone's house on Saturday night. You'll hear about it on Monday. Next week on the show, they hate this idea at the corporate office.
What?
Too bad.
What now?
The booger eat off.
Well, they must hate it.
Like there's some problem with eating something that comes out of your own body.
People have called us already saying they want to play.
Yep, we're going to have the big booger eat off next week. And we have a sponsor for the booger eat off, incidentally.
Now that's pretty amazing.
We're going to be giving away money. We actually have the client doesn't know yet.
Oh, wow. Well.
That the money that we're going to be giving away is because we give it away for eating boogers.
Is it contact? Is it? No kidding?
I swear to God.
Wow.
Swear to Christ.
That's terrific.
Well, I figured it's a tie-in.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
A great tie-in.
And contact cold medication.
Right.
It'll be the $1,000 booger eat-off. This week on the show. Plus the the debut of Porto Football.
All right.
Oh, that's coming soon. And don't forget, Wednesday night, we'll be at Bowlmore in Manhattan when we bowl against the stars of the hit ABC soap opera, One Life to Live.
Oh, man, that'll be good.
Yeah. That is Wednesday night. See you up in New York at Bowlmore Lanes for that.
Yeah.
Now, The guy, you don't want this guy.
This guy.
We're still playing Who Do Ye Know?
Yeah.
I apologize, it's been kind of disjointed. We started it, then we got to James Brown, then we're getting back to it again. The guy, hey, Joe, what happened to the guy, or at least either one of you? I know Joe's still operating on the Jack Diamond is a ham hock tape.
It's quite an operation.
But the guy who called in and said he had Steven Spielberg's phone number.
Yes.
What happened to that guy? Because I've only got Steven Spielberg's phone number here.
Because Mr. Spielberg had him destroyed.
I don't know. Well, Rob, why don't you give Steve Spielberg a call there?
There's a guy who will be cranky if we call him.
Steve Spielberg.
I disagree.
He loves his privacy.
The Stever.
He'll be worse than Tony Randall if we get him.
All right, so we're trying Steven Spielberg. I know that he was called in by a guy in Austin, Texas.
Right.
That's all I know.
We're back on and on.
Since we don't know the guy's name, again, I'll have to go with Mr. Spielberg, you've won a cash prize.
same deal we used with O.J.
Right.
And we're pretty sure that's O.J.'s house. That was just one of, like, O.J.'s friends who answered the telephone.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Ooh, not in service.
Not in service? Okay. Ouch.
Sorry,
okay,
buddy.
Let's see who we got here. Don and Mike Show. Hello, who's this?
Hi. I can't really say that.
Well, you have to give at least a first name.
Make up one if you have to.
Stacy.
Sure.
Stacy.
Another Stacy.
Stacy. All right, Stacy, who is it that ye know?
Drew Barrymore.
Ah!
Drew Barrymore.
All right.
Now, the number I see... Oh, hold on. I see it here now. The number you've given us is her office number.
Yep.
Now, would she answer that number directly?
No, you probably have to ask to speak to Stephanie, her assistant, first.
Okay, and could we say that... without saying what you, well, we've already said your name is Stacy.
Lisa, did Lisa explain to you why I can't explain how I know her?
No. Can you explain it on the radio?
I would rather not, no.
Okay, Lisa, would you come here and tell us
in why, real terms?
Why it is, or if it's a valid reason why Stacy can't?
It's valid.
Okay, well, let me just get it from Lisa, if you don't mind. Okay, hold on. She's going to whisper into my ear. Buzz,
if we were to get a hold of Drew, Stacy, we'd need to be able to tell her how it is we got her number and why it is we're calling. So,
well, you could tell her that as long as you don't say it.
No.
Throw us a bone.
Okay, no, I know. No problem. Let me just say, Stacy, no problem.
Okay.
That is something will not be repeated on the air, and I understand why you don't want that repeated on the air.
Okay.
When we call her off the air, we'll tell her that, you know, that it's that you know her through that, but that part's not on the radio.
Okay.
Okay, hold on just a second. Rob, did you get the reason?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Do you have the number over there?
It's right on your screen, right there. While Rob is... Okay, hold on there, Stacy. Drew Barrymore could be huge.
Uh-huh.
Well, she is.
Well...
I believe that this is our James Brown tape on Jack Diamond.
Good.
Let's see how this turned out.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
Well, that sounds like a lot of Joe Ardinger.
I loved it.
No.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
See, the problem was he just said JB is a ham hock. That's all he said.
Okay, right. But he also at some point said Jack Diamond. Didn't he say Jack Diamond?
Can I speak to Drew Barrymore, please? Yes, this is Rob calling.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
No, not good enough. Joe, go back through the tape. Did James Brown ever say the name Jack Diamond?
He did. I don't know if he said it in the right tone.
You don't know?
Can be edited,
check
but...
it again. Oh, John, you got John on that? Great. Never send a boy to do a man's job.
He definitely said Jack Diamond.
We have a production with our in-house production guy is working on it now.
Great.
And Robbie, you're on hold.
Okay, she's in Montreal right now?
She's available again, you know.
Oh, so she's not in her office.
You can have her.
Thank Christ. You.
Okay, so I guess she wanted to take the call. We couldn't get to her right now anyway.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
They're putting me on hold.
All right, well, let me tell this girl, Stacy. Stacy?
Yes?
Yeah, it sounds like she's in Montreal, but thank you.
I thought she was in London, but okay.
All right, well, either way, thanks. And yeah, okay. Don't worry about your secret. That's a good one. I promise we'll keep it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you got it. Bye, honey.
Mm. Better restaurants in Montreal.
Mm. You'll never guess why. I mean, I am going to respect her privacy on that.
I'd like to guess.
You would never guess.
No.
You would never guess.
Not in my wildest fantasy?
In a, cause, no.
Okay. It's not that.
It's nothing sexual at all.
Damn.
Nothing at all. Let's see. Did you just say goddamn?
No, just damn.
Oh, just damn.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
Oh, that sucks. Hello, Donna Mike. Who is this? Hello?
This is Paula.
Hi, Paula. Where are you from, honey?
Hey, Paula.
I'm from Seattle, Washington.
Ah, listening on KQBZ. We're incidentally, and I wish that they would get some of this hype going on the ratings in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that the show was up something like some incredible, like 128% over whatever the previous show was?
That's impressive.
In our time slot. I wish they'd get that word out. Thank you, Seattle, for supporting the show. A great Arbitron. Really great ratings. Paula, who is it that you know?
Well, your screener said he didn't even know who he was, but I thought he was pretty famous. His name is Glenn Yarbrough.
Yes. Who is
race car driver, isn't he?
No, he was a member of the Limelighters, the early folk group, and then he went out on his own.
Oh, the Limelighters.
Bye, honey. A little out of demo there.
Yeah.
Let me see. Let's go to, I don't know what we got here. Let's go to, Tom. Hi, Tom. Donna Mike Show. Rob, who are you still on the phone with over there?
I'm being invited to call Drew's publicist. Well, best regards to Drew. Don says hi, Mike says hi, Buzz says hi, Joe says hi, and good day.
Good day to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Good day to you, sir. Toodaloo ass.
That was definitely a TLA right there.
Toodaloo ass.
Yeah, that was an alumni checking in.
Hey, Tom.
An alumnus, I should say.
This is Tom here.
Tom, yes, who do ye know?
Mr. Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders. Now, how do you know Deion?
Well, I'm not saying that. I worked at a hotel down here in Washington, D.C.
All right, so, but if we call this number and we say Tom from the hotel in D.C., that would be okay?
He should know me.
He'll know you. Okay, hold on.
All right, here we go.
Hold on a second. Robbie's going to pick up the phone and see if we can get Deion Sanders, who incidentally on the CBS show a couple of weeks ago, the Jim Nancy show,
right,
was wearing. Hold on. Is this,
credibility
is
guy.
Is this the Belcher guy?
Yeah.
Okay. He was Deion Sanders. The real Deion Sanders was wearing like a Dr. Evil suit.
Is Deion still based in the D.C. area or is he in New York now?
I don't know. Well, all I know is that I was watching the Fox show and Rob called me up and said, are you watching CBS? I said, no. He said, turn it on right now. Deion is wearing a Dr. Evil suit.
One of those long coats with the kind of Nehru collar.
Yeah, and it was gray. I mean, it was...
Right. Dr. Evil, sure.
Fabric buttons. Just marvelous.
He loves to dress
and
up.
He was wearing that with a fur coat. Although, the wildest fur coat, I can't believe I didn't comment on this after the Ravens game a couple weeks ago, was Ray Lewis's fur coat.
Ray Lewis.
Which was the kind that I keep hoping Mike O'Mara will buy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it looked like Phyllis Diller's hair. Ray Lewis, you know, impossible to take the guy seriously.
Deion. Yes, this is Carla Fung from Steven Spielberg's production office. Call me. I think you're going to like what I have to say. By the way, great clothes. Bye. Voicemail, and I really can't verify it because they just gave the number. Normally where he would say, like, Snipes, it just said his phone number.
Guys, all right, see you later.
Sorry, Tom.
All right, bye-bye.
So long, Tom.
All right, where is the guy on our New York line who has the Willie Mays number? I don't have a name here. Johnny, if you will pot him up. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, is the guy still there? The Willie Mays guy? I'd love to talk to Willie Mays.
Sure.
You want me to call him?
Screw the contest. Yeah. I don't know what happened to the guy who says that he knows him, but we'll give him a try. While Rob is dialing up Willie Mays, let me see who's on this line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Doing great, thanks.
I photographed Howie Long once for People Magazine a couple years ago.
You photographed him?
Yeah. So I felt a little bit of that anger that was spoke of earlier.
Really? What did Howie Long... Well, we've always found... Let me just say...
Yeah.
And I know that Howie's wife, Diane, lives
very
close to the station. She listens all the time.
Yeah, we photographed them at their house.
We like Howard Long.
Hey, what's up? This is just his message. Don says hi, Buzz says hi. Have you heard that Howie Long's got a bad temper? Call me. Bye.
And who is that you were trying again there?
Again, that was just an automatic voice messaging service.
Allegedly for
Willie Mays.
Ah. Willie Mays, okay. So anyway, what did Howard Long do?
his kids pissed him off a bit, and I saw a little bit of the fury.
Yeah.
The fury of Howard Long? In what respect?
Well, I could just tell there was an underlying, sort of something to fear there.
He's crabby?
A little crabby.
Yeah.
You know, he's a stern father. He's stern.
All right, gotcha.
He seems like a really nice guy, but he also seems like a guy.
He's a very nice guy. I sat down with him and had coffee with him.
You wouldn't want to make him angry.
No, I wouldn't.
I would not want to piss him off.
I'm sure he appreciates the fact you're calling a national radio show to say you took his picture from People Magazine and you saw him being a jerk with his kid.
And I also would not mess with his sister.
Yeah. I didn't say jerk, I said stern.
Stern, okay. Yeah. All right, well,
strict.
Sorry.
His wife is quite lovely, by the way.
Thanks.
I think it was his daughter.
Careful.
Thank you for
that's nice. Now we're all going to get beat up.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
He sure does have a
hello, John and Mike show. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
John.
Johnny, where are you from?
Oh.
Austin, Texas.
Johnny, who do ye know?
Jerry Jeff Walker.
Now, he is a country singer, right?
An icon to some.
Oh, huge.
Huge. And how do you know him?
Oh, we just became acquaintances about 10 years ago.
Which one of his songs would we know?
Mr. Bojangles.
Okay, and I always thought that was the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, or perhaps Sammy Davis Jr.
No, Jerry Jeff wrote it.
Well, that's terrific. Let's call him, shall we?
All right, let's give him a ring.
I think he's more famous for the songs that he's written than the songs that he's performed.
Right.
Can you name some of his other hits by other people?
I never heard of it.
Other hits by other people. Oh, gosh, no. That's probably the only one that's really made him famous.
Rob, I can't follow. Oh, never mind.
Will you find that Jerry Jeff composition?
I've got a song here that Jerry Jeff wrote. I happen to think it's one of the greatest songs I've ever heard in my life.
Pissing in the Wind?
No. I've got it right here. Here is a Jerry Jeff Walker. Listen.
We was never part.
This is his greatest song.
Then drove us back like Texas through my heart. You're the biggest cowgirl bitch I've ever seen.
Remember this one?
Mm, he's talented.
I don't recognize that one.
Your too tight blue Wrangler jeans.
Listen, here's the best part of it coming up right here.
Well, I've thought of every word from A to Z.
Oh, I love this. I love this song.
But you put the in country.
Jeffrey? Yes, what we have here is Jerry Jeff's personal assistant. Would you like to come on the radio with us?
That doesn't count.
Just to say hi?
No. Don't want it.
Good day to you.
Don't want it.
This is Rob from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band calling. How you doing?
John, thank you, my friend. He's not there.
Sorry, all the hits have dried up. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Chris Tucker is still your leader. Here's the reworked James Brown tape. Let's see how this one works.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
That's excellent. It took three tries.
Thank you, John Norman.
Yeah.
Look at that. He's That's great. A beautiful job.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
I didn't even hear an edit.
Smooth.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
That's great.
That's like butter.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up? Hey, I just gave you Screena, Al Pacino's home phone number. Me and my buddy, we even called him the other night. We didn't have the guts to talk to him, so we just hung up, but it's his number.
All right, now, who is it? Is your name Jack from Long Island?
Yeah.
All right, Jack, how do you know Al? Or did you just like...
I don't personally know him. We did some work at his house.
Oh.
So we have his phone number. Do I have to personally know the guy?
All right, you know, this would be a $500 winner if Al Pacino would come on the air with us. Yeah. Hold on
a
moment.
Pay up. Call him right now and pay up.
We will right now. Robbie, dial the number up, please.
Say please.
It's on your screen.
A nice spelling, Joe.
Spelled it. It's spelled...
I'm excited.
It's spelled Al Picnico.
So you were working in Al Pacino's house and you just saw the number on the phone, or?
No. We had to have his number, to make the arrangements and stuff. Right. He has this weird, house boy that lives there, too. His name is Eric. He might answer the phone.
Al Picnico. That's what it says on my screen. Al P-I-C... Oh, I guess Al
Pacino.
Pacino.
What kind of work did you do for him? Home improvements or something?
My buddy was installing some stereo equipment in his house.
Oh. What's his assistant's name?
Eric.
His assistant's name is Eric.
It's right. Ringing.
Kind of retarded.
All right, hold on. Shut up for a second, please. Rob's, he sounds retarded. Rob is, calling now and it's ringing. How many rings, Rob?
This is the third ring.
Third ring?
I dump in his toilet, too, and I left skid marks in it.
Who put this in my toilet?
it kept swimming back upstream like it was a salmon. It didn't want to go down.
And any luck, Robbie?
I got Eric's answering machine, and I don't believe that it would actually be... Hi, Eric. It's Mr. Pacino. Listen, about the skid marks in the toilet, we got troubles, pal. I've been scrubbing at them all day.
Sorry, Jack.
I did want to tell you one thing. You've
hey,
got
guys, you know what?
What?
Can I come up there and kick you in the nuts?
Oh, is this you?
Please!
Is this you?
You know what this was? This was a ruse. He never had Al Pacino's phone number.
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this? Hello? Hold on a second. I got a guy here somewhere who says he has the phone number for a famous movie actor, Ving Rhames.
Wow, that's big.
Get medieval on your ass.
Yeah.
Hello, Tyler.
Yes.
How is it you have Ving Rhames' phone number? How do you know Ving Rhames?
About 4 years ago, he was doing a thing in Fairfax for the Special Olympics, and we helped do people. I met him through there, and he's down in North Carolina. He has a house down there, and I have his phone number.
All right, hold on. We'll dial him up. We'll see, see if they remember... Hello, Mr. Rhames.
No, stop.
I ran in the 100 days.
He's a great actor.
Now, will Ving remember you, sir?
He will know my name, yes.
Okay.
But you have to mention that it's from Fairfax.
Tyler.
Olympics.
From the Special Olympics.
Now, were you
in the Special Olympics?
I ran the 5-meter race.
Oh, you did?
How'd you do?
I came in fourth.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Second ring.
Calling Ving Rhames right now. With a guy on the phone, boy, do I have Special Olympics on my face. Guy who actually participated in the Special Olympics, and here I am goofing on it.
Third ring.
And any luck for the Special Olympics?
Not yet.
Do like
Ving not answering.
Come on, pick up.
I always thought that'd be a great disc jockey named Special Ed.
Actually, it would be.
It's a Special Ed.
With a short school bus full of rock and roll.
And any luck, Robbie?
No, Ving's not home.
No, sorry.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Sorry. Dang, okay.
Good try, though.
Get a machine with his voice on it. Leave
but
your
the
number.
Work on his machine?
Yeah, there's no machine. There's on, like,
don't
the
make
seventh
me get
ring.
Medieval on your ass.
All right, good day. No answer.
All right, two blue ass.
Too bad.
Bye-bye. Well, we've had absolutely nothing pan out thus far.
We've had fun, though.
Other than, hold on, we have Derek Jeter? Where the hell did Derek Jeter come from?
I hear he's dreamy.
Jesus Christ.
He's one of the sexiest athletes. I've seen it in a magazine.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
This is Mike in D.C. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine, thanks.
Hey, I'm just going to bust your balls, man. You're using Jack Diamond's game. Who do you know? He does it all the time.
Do you want to know how many years we've done the game called Who Do You Know on this show?
How many years?
The whole 16 years I've worked with Mike, and I did it for maybe 4 or 5 years before that on my own. And if you want to know the guy I stole the idea from, it was a guy named Dick Purton. From CKLW in Detroit, and I stole it from him about 25 years ago.
A young kid named Dick Purton.
Well, I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Shows.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
We can tell.
You know,
I do.
Congratulations on your scholarship to UCKF.
Right. Oh, come on now. Don't hang up on me.
Do hang up on him. The University of
Maryland. Don't hang up on me. I'm a first-time caller.
UCKF, which stands for?
The Universal College of the Knowledge Federation.
No.
Toodaloo, dumbass.
Don't call again.
Come on now.
Last time caller.
Toodaloo, ass.
Ass.
I hate that.
Yeah.
This is the oldest dumb radio game of the world.
He loves you guys. Right.
Okay, hold on a second.
I think this should go to the front of the line.
Rob, who do we have? You know what? If one of these pans out in the next break, we'll get a winner. Otherwise, we'll go with Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Who are the names we have lined up for the final round of Who Do Ye Know?
Well, I'll start with the best. Steven Spielberg's sister, Susan. But we also have Derek Jeter, Adam Carolla, Bobby Knight, and my personal favorite, Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
Oh, and Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, forget Lou. He's on the show all the time.
Yeah, but I thought I'd mention his name.
All right. If you got anybody better, give us a call. Right now, Chris Tucker's in the lead.
What do you know?
And all you DAs out there, leave us alone.
Yeah.
Trying to have some fun here, for God's sakes.
Well, no, I love you guys.
Right.
I love your show. I'm an alum of UCKF.
First time caller.
When we come back, we'll wind this baby up
right
after this.
and Mike Show.
Hello, this is the Vatican. The recorded message you're about to hear is brought to you by Vatican Radio, the Pope's radio.
Let's see what the Pope has to say today.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment, John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
This feeling.
Quite a treat for those of you listening here on WJFK in Washington, D.C.
How many things can you hear at once?
Don't hear you
lie. Here's the deal. We're not sure exactly what happened.
No, we have no idea.
That a lot of times when we go to break, we have a live commercial to read, for instance, for New York or for Seattle or for Portland. And we take the microphone out of program and they put me in an audition channel.
Right.
And Mike and I read the commercial. And I'm starting to read the commercial, which is supposed to be heard just in New York.
Right.
And I look up and I see Buzz giving me the high sign, like, hey, something's going on here.
Yeah.
And you don't know, if you were listening on WJFK-FM, you don't know how close you came to hear me dropping the F-bomb.
The rarest of all treats.
That, yeah, I was about to go, what the, you know, thinking I'm not on the air anywhere. Yeah.
No,
I
you are on the air, Mr. Brinkley.
What the F's going on? But there were like five things happening at once. You had me, and you had, I think, the James Brown tape, and
right.
Maybe you had one of the station stingers things.
And so often is when something goes wrong, it tends to build on itself, but I think it was nice is when you decided you were going to bail, you said goodbye. You said, well, I think that's all. Goodbye.
And I'm pretty sure it wasn't my fault.
No, it wasn't.
I don't think so. No. We had the stuff in the right position.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. The board is confused.
All right, here we go. We're going to wind this up now. We spent way too much time on Who Do Ye Know.
Well, and, if you say so.
And we have more people calling in. For instance, here is Tom in Vermont. Tom, who do you claim you know?
Mr. Bobby Knight.
How do you have his phone number?
From my father. He coached with Coach Knight when he started at West Point, and I was actually a guest at his basketball camp the year he coached the Olympics in 84.
Did he ever hit you?
Thank you. Hold on a moment, please. Bobby Knight for me would be a $500 winner.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's a fun camp.
That's big.
Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you from, my friend?
West New York.
Okay, who is your celeb?
Colin Hanks.
Tom Hanks' son.
Right.
Who is in the Jack Black movie, right?
Orange County, right?
Yeah, how do you have his phone number? How do you know him?
He's my neighbor.
Wow.
He's your neighbor. Hold on, please. I would have to say Colin Hanks is a pretty heavyweight name.
Yeah.
At least his dad is.
It's a good name.
Let's go to Aaron. Aaron.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Where are you from, Aaron?
D.C.
Right on. Who you got?
I got a couple different names. I did some consulting with a fundraising organization in D.C. Okay.
Oh, that's always a good inroad. Who
yeah, I think so. I'm not even claiming I know them. I can only say that I have their phone numbers, home and work for, let's see, Quincy Jones, Les Moonves, Jane Fonda, Christie Brinkley, Linda Carter, Glenn Close, Harvey Weinstein.
I'd say Glenn Close would be the biggest name.
Yeah, I think so. And I think some of those names might be at work. I think Les would be at work, so we wouldn't.
I have the home number, too, and I have a work and home number for Les. But you wouldn't be able to get through to him, I bet.
No. I know. We've gotten through to him before on the air. He's a guy who now wouldn't take...
Doesn't want to hear from
he
us.
He doesn't like us.
Right.
Hold on a second. I guess we'll go with Glenn Close for you. Just a second.
I hear she's very nice.
All right, let's, Robbie, let's start. Let's find a winner. The other names that we had there?
Well, in front of me, I don't know if we have contestants to back them up. I have Colin Hanks, Bobby Knight, Muhammad Ali, Adam Carolla, two numbers for Derek Jeter. I have David Johansen. Isn't that Buster Poindexter?
Yuck.
Yeah.
Go with the Bobby Knight one.
Okay, Bobby Knight first.
That's the strongest one, no doubt.
Go with the Bobby Knight one. Because at least we got that guy on the phone. And I guess it was someone from New York that called with Derek Jeter's phone number.
Right.
He would be... Hi, Tom.
How are you doing?
Doing okay. He would be equally big, Derek Jeter. Right now, we have actually spoken to one celebrity today, Chris Tucker.
Yeah, that's true.
He's the one. So yeah. Rob is now trying...
Tom, would Bobby know your name?
If you say son of Lenny Drew, he would absolutely know.
Okay. Son of Lenny Drew.
Yes.
Lenny Drew.
Hi,
kid.
Can I speak to Coach Knight, please? Yes.
For me, this would be a contest ender. Right here.
Yeah, this would be a good note to go out on.
Just for me personally. Gee, I got
for more people.
I got a boner for Bobby Knight.
You've written him letters of support. I know.
He's a very nice guy.
Listen, I swear to God, after he threw the chair, mm-hmm. when everybody was on his case, I sent him a letter saying I appreciate the passion. He sent me a letter back.
Yeah,
I got it on my wall at home.
He sends my mom flowers for her birthday every year.
Oh, well, then there's a softer side of Bobby Knight.
Yes,
he sent me a. He sent me an Indiana basketball jacket as well.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not like the guy?
Yeah, he was just rearranging furniture.
One more. I've gotten the answering system for the sports department.
Would you just give us the number there, Texas Tech or whatever it is?
No, I gave the number that was with in my dad's personal file.
Oh, so you went
on his desk.
Went through your dad's stuff.
The sports department.
Nope, sorry. Okay, sorry, Tom. Not thick enough.
Thank you, Tom,
okay.
though.
No
Thank
problem.
You. All right, the next biggest name, I guess, has to be Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, I think
we have
so.
To try that.
And we're not sure exactly who the Muhammad Ali number comes from. He would be another one. He would be a contest ender.
I will try to put captions at the bottom of your radio so you can make out what he's saying. They do that on television for him now.
They
you
do
know
it.
This?
And on ESPN when they did it, they made a point of saying, we asked Muhammad Ali if it was all right to put captions underneath when he speaks.
Well, then he's cool with it.
When he mumbles.
Good. He's a nice man. You know, he's put out an appeal for the release of that hostage you were talking about earlier.
That'll help.
Well, he's a, beloved Muslim around the world.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah.
They'll do that. Because Shakes the Clown said that.
If only they could understand him.
Any luck, Robbie?
No.
Now, you know what? We got to start cutting the fat.
Hi, yes. Is Muhammad available? Is there any way you can get through to him? This is Joe Frazier.
That's too funny. Rob calling, is Muhammad available?
Actually, Joe Frazier Jr.
Is Cassius there?
Well, you tell Cassius I called, and I'd like to get with him. Does he have plans for the Super Bowl? Cassius, I'm sorry. I forget sometimes. Muhammad Ali.
All right, hang on.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Cassius who?
All right, let's
I think he knew what I was talking about.
Let's see.
I think Colin Hanks comes in next.
All right, Colin Hanks is next. Let's go back to Chris. Chris,
yeah.
You're friends with Colin Hanks, right?
Well, not actually. He owns a house here, and he might be home right now. I saw him yesterday.
All right.
If you want to try to give him
Where
a call.
Where is here, sir?
Up in Jersey?
Yeah, right.
All right. And
he's been promoting that movie lately.
Would he know you? Would he know a guy named Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, Robbie.
Oh, you know who else I know? If it's any consolation, Marcy Patterson. She was the younger sister on What's Happening, the TV show.
Oh.
So she knows rerun.
Yeah, right.
Hi, can I speak to Colin?
Oh, what was your name?
Hold on, Rob's trying.
Colin Hanks?
Colin Hanks right now.
Yeah. I got the wrong number, sorry. Who did you know from What's Happening?
Marcy Patterson, the younger sister on What's Happening.
No such person.
You're come on, you know her, D.
What's that?
D.
You don't want to go there.
You're not going to get us into a D's nuts thing.
Because your problem is you're too stupid. You don't have the capability.
I hung up on him, Rob.
Yeah, there's no Colin Hanks there.
All right. Let's try the Derek Jeter number.
All right. I've got two numbers. You want A or B?
Okay. Okay, while you're dialing Derek Jeter, let me try another one here. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Derek.
Derek, who you got?
Drew Carey's father on the TV show, George, he plays George Carey, was also the president in The Rock and Armageddon.
I don't even know. I don't even watch Drew Carey.
There's trouble when you have to tell who they are.
No.
I didn't say he was a celebrity now.
Okay, well, no, the game is Who Do Ye Know? Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Drew Carey's TV dad. Sorry, not thick enough. Any answer at
getting a second ring right now.
Derek Jeter's place.
Derek Jeter's house.
Jeter's place. Hi, can I speak to Derek, please? Okay, no one there by that name? Is this even the Jeter residence? All right, well, I'm sorry to miss out. This is Yogi Berra.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay, bye then.
Try Adam Carolla.
Well, I've got one other number for Jeter, if you want to try it.
All right, do it fast, though. I know that's one F word you don't like, Rob.
I know.
Fast.
Like oil and water. Me and fast. Now I have to wait for the code. Waiting.
Oh, just use the hotline. Or no, don't use the hotline. That's how guys get our hotline and then call us up. Incidentally,
mm-hmm.
a guy never called back.
Where is he?
The hotline guy's gone.
Didn't show.
Don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. Guy was sure he'd have our hotline number. Yeah. Never called back.
He was wrong.
Tomorrow on the show, hoping that Mike is back from his personal day.
Right. Not in service.
The new Low Budget Jeopardy, plus Ebony and Ivory tomorrow with Robert the Angry Mailman and Chuck Stossel.
And his new lady friend.
Yes, and his new piece of ass.
The lovely
I'm
Amy.
Call Adam Carolla now.
And Adam Carolla is what, Saturday Night Live?
No, The Man Show.
Right.
Forget that. That's the douche who does Loveline.
That's true.
No.
You want to try Rosie O'Donnell?
Do we have her home number?
We have a number.
Sure, try Rosie O'Donnell.
All right. We got a lot of stuff to discuss with her. What with her big announcement?
That's right.
So many questions.
Talk about her finger problems.
Yes.
About her athlete's nose.
Her grand magazine.
Her vag.
Her mustache.
All right, looking more and more like Chris Tucker is going to be the winner of this contest today. Or actually, Howard G's the winner of the contest.
That's right.
For hooking us up with Chris Tucker. Although we've got a bunch of great new phone numbers. Some of them we think like the O.J. Simpson one.
Yeah.
We're pretty sure that's O.J. Simpson's house down in the South Beach area.
Those will be worth trying again.
Rosie's been disconnected.
All right. Then I am going to stop this contest.
Do
now.
It.
I'm going to officially stop the contest and say that it's over. With thanks to everybody who called.
Yeah, good effort.
We have a ton of phone numbers. A lot of them, obviously, like the Bobby Knight phone number was real. He just wasn't there.
Do you want to try juice one more time?
Yeah, you know what? Let me try it this time.
Okay, it's the big number written in black.
Let me try just say no to that.
Okay. So right now, as it stands, the winner is Howard G, who got Chris Tucker to call.
Right.
All right, hold on.
Calling O.J. Simpson right now, who was not in earlier, despite the offer of a cash prize.
I've picked up the phone. I'm now letting it ring. Three rings. How many rings did you have around?
Remember, it was long. It was like six rings.
Okay.
I got a good feeling about this.
Come on, Juice.
Come on, seven. He's probably getting ready for the big game.
Don't be killing anybody, Juice.
No. No, no.
Don't forget, Dish Network.
That's right.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh, no.
Hello? OJ's?
I hope he's not on the hotline.
I think it must be him. Ask if he has a tire iron.
Hello, OJ's?
Now, you're calling the band or the man?
OJ's? Hello! Hello there! Is it your friend Marcus Allen? Remember, pick up the phone!
The phone is not a toy.
OJ's! It's me, Marcus Allen's! OJ? Call me!
Is he screening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the machine. Bye! OJ's.
You should have used the heavier hitting name like Otto Graham.
Otto Graham.
That'd be good. He'd answer for Otto.
That time I got the thing saying that it was like the generic, the voicemail person that you've at this phone number is not there.
The number you have reached, the person you have reached is out looking for a killer.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations to the Howard G.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
He's the winner.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
He's the winner. Oh, well, hold on. Bitter End is on the phone. Hey, BN.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, what's up? What's up, BN?
All right. Just got a couple questions for you, man. What the hell?
What?
Who are these guys trying to be me, man?
What do you mean? Who's trying to be you, Bitter End?
This male dude.
Oh, Robert the Angry Mailman.
Listen, Robert the Angry Mailman.
What?
Robert the Angry Mailman.
What?
Robert the Angry Mailman is a man, a character, a personality of his own.
And a movie critic.
That's right.
He's trying to be me, huh?
No, he's being a movie critic.
He's trying to make y'all some new friends.
No. Listen, you know what I've noticed with you, BN? You're jealous. You're jealous of our other colored friends.
What?
That whenever we get a colored friend,
what?
Whether it's Mr. 40 or Grady Smoke or now that Robert the Mailman, you call up and you get mad. We can have as many friends of as many colors as we want.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
As long as you're asking my permission.
Do I have your permission to be friends with Robert the Mailman?
Say what?
Do I have your permission to be friends with Robert the Mailman?
Hell no. I'm all the bitter, angry. I'm all that. I'm all you need.
All right.
Just bitter.
I'm all of it.
All right, B.
Well, where are you? Show up sometime.
Good talking to you. Yeah,
what the hell that's supposed to mean? What you mean, show up?
No, come see us bowling. I do like our other friends do, Robert.
Hey, you stay out of this, eh?
Robert right, comes out to see us
bowling. No, I ain't got it. Hey, this ain't got to do with you, Buzz.
All right.
Okay, well, then
step out of this.
Yes, sir.
Then I'm telling you, B, and you should come down here sometime. Why don't you come down here tomorrow when Robert's here?
Yeah.
Check me out. See, there's a little problem about that.
What's the problem?
Okay, well, see, first of all, the problem is, I got this little niggalette waiting for me back at the Rockabye, you know what I mean? She want me to come over there with the yin yang so she can get up on my yayo.
Okay.
So, I'm just going to tell you, y'all got to do what you do, as you always do, doing what you can do, and if you can get it done, do it. So be chiseled, man. This is all gravy train pimping. Understand what I'm saying? We realization?
Why don't you postpone your yin yang and come on down and have a visit?
Would you postpone your yin yang?
I do every night.
No.
For sheezy.
All right, well, I tell you what. I mean, I'm going to make a challenge to both of them. Why don't they get their guys together? I get my guys together, and then we all go bowling that way. What's up
all
with that?
All right, okay. I'll ask Robert tomorrow.
Yeah, you do that.
All right, bye.
And I'll be listening, too. Right,
thank you, B.M.
You make sure you do that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Don't make me get ugly.
I won't.
I promise, I will.
I know you will. Goodbye.
Later.
Love, much love.
Right on.
Bye, dog.
I'm trying to stay out of it, but just two words for B.N.
Yeah.
Weekend show.
There he is.
Might be nice.
My plan.
And now, here's your host, Bitter N-Word.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Your lead story today?
Actually, pretty serious. The next attack on America may be even bigger than the first.
Yeah, you know, I'm hearing that an awful lot. I mean, and you know it's serious when I'm hearing it, like, on dumb David Letterman show.
Yeah.
When David Letterman's got Doughy Tim Russert on.
Yeah.
And Doughy Tim Russert's talking about how they're going to fire a nuclear bomb in New York City.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff we're hearing. Yeah.
I want to hear that. All right. Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Hey, Rob, help me out. That was very...
Oh, professional, Don.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Howdy.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From DC on WJFN. 1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
What's the word for Planet Crackpot?
Let's find out.
Official spokesman of the stupid, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hi there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great, thank you.
I just wanted to call. I love you guys. You guys have a great show, and I wanted to see if you wanted to place a bet for the Super Bowl. I'd take the Patriots over any kind of point spread. Patriots over the Rams. They're going to kill them.
Oh, you're on. Wow. Name it. What do you want to bet?
Whatever. I'll do anything. We can bet money or we can do it something on the show.
Now, how about we do something on the show? How about this?
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay.
You got to show up on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'll be here on Monday.
Okay.
How about the loser takes the other guy here? For instance, here's what I'm thinking, because I know the Rams are going to win the game.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to get a pair of my underpants.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
That I peel off after, Frieda and I do the side-by-side thing where I'm on the exercise bike and she's on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm on this bike, these underpants, they go right up the crack of my behind.
Oh, you can imagine.
What I would like to do is take a pair of my underpants, and I'm offering you could do the same thing.
Okay.
And what we will do is we will put them in water.
Oh, no.
In boiling water.
Oh, brew a tea?
Brew a tea.
Let them steep.
And then, you know, then put some ice in there so you're not drinking boiling hot water. But have you, or on the off chance that the Patriots win and the large cracks in the earth surface appear, I then would drink a glass of your underpants tea.
Remember, they're a team of destiny.
Are you up for the challenge?
Oh, I'm definitely up for the challenge. That's done.
Can you sweeten it? I mean, not like the deal itself.
No,
we don't need to put anything in the tea because Patriots are going to win.
No.
It's raw underwear.
Wow.
No, and I'm talking about, understand, I'm talking about, you know, skid marked underwear.
Oh, yes. Choo-choo train.
Okay. What's your name, my friend?
Travis.
Hold on a second, Travis.
You're a brave man, Travis.
Hold on.
Very brave.
Lisa, get his information, please. Because we're going to be making some underpants tea on Monday's show.
The good news is the boiling water will kill any bacteria.
Try it with just a hint of lemon.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
My throat has never felt better.
I love writing down on my little post-it note right. for Monday's show, underpants tea.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing, Don?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Hey, you were doing that Brian Wilson thing the other day. Have you heard his new album called Imagination?
No, I'll tell you what I have heard. I have heard a couple of his songs on the Orange County soundtrack.
Uh-huh.
And they're pretty effing good.
Yeah, new Imaginations album is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, for all the goofing that I've done on Brian Wilson.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. You know, I mean, his, hey, Rob, where's the CD with Toby Keith on it? Do you have that thing around?
Yeah. That was my wife's idea.
There he is. Let me, I know I busted his balls the other day, but hold on. Brian Wilson actually has a couple of songs out now.
Where he doesn't sound like Bill Murray?
No, I mean, well, obviously he's working with studio musicians and stuff.
Oh,
studio,
I love that.
It doesn't sound like he's brain dead or anything. It sounds great.
No, some of these songs I really dig. Right. These are from the, Orange County soundtrack.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of them.
Yeah, I mean, let me balance this out with all the goofing I did on him the other day.
Yeah.
Like, when I play something like this, I mean, I listen to my car nonstop, and I go, God damn, this is the Brian Wilson that I knew. Yeah. I mean, it picks up a little bit. Brian?
It was pretty nostalgic. I felt kind of sentimental about it. Oh, I get so much security from them. You can never get.
Thank you, Brian. See, I dig this. It's like soothes the savage in me.
Yeah.
So many. And if you've seen the movie Orange County, they use the Brian Wilson songs during the love scenes. That are like the music video parts.
Yeah. Is there a soundtrack yet for that movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah, you should. If you're a Brian Wilson fan, you should. They're great songs.
He doesn't have that Bill Murray
here's
sound.
Here's the hook right here. Just want you. Bam, bam, bam.
And also, I'll make you a $25 bet on the game. That's on the Imagination album. That's all it's for me.
Is that really? Well, listen, that kicks ass. But keep in mind, at the same time,
his trumpet is unbelievable. And he sings like an angel.
You got that?
The guy is absolutely great.
This is great.
That guy as well.
And you know what's amazing? And we didn't even mention it, I don't think, when you were talking about it the other day. He does all his own mixdowns in stereo and mono, being deaf in one ear.
Yeah.
So he has really to imagine how stereo should sound when he does his own production.
Actually, that's part of the reason he sounds like Bill Murray and Caddyshack.
Not only is she a pretty girl, but she's a great singer.
Because he's deaf.
But you also heard a live version of what he did, too, and he wasn't the engineer of that. When he's in the studio by himself, it's great.
Yeah. No, yeah. I agree. You know, like I said, and people were busting my balls the other day. I love Brian Wilson, but on the other hand, I got to point out, you know, that this is
the greatest guy in the world.
That's Brian Wilson, too. All right,
well,
thank you.
You got to listen to him with his touring band, too.
All right, I will. Thank you.
He's got Christopher Cross with him, and the Eagles.
Yeah, Christopher Cross, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Pillsbury Doughboy of rock and roll. God damn. Christopher Cross was popular until MTV exploded on the scene.
And once everyone saw him, that was it.
Yeah, then he done it. It was like, look, you would see him and you would go, well, that looks like the guy who was in the movie Powder. He's about 100% heavier.
Now, his album was the one, his first album had the flamingo on the cover, right?
That's right.
Now, they did with him what they did with Elvis in the mid-70s. They started putting like album covers that were just pictures of Graceland. No pictures of Elvis on his albums, just things that you associate with Elvis, which is nice.
Like, look what we've done here. We've gone back, all the way back to Brian Wilson again.
It'd have been great. Are you kidding? It'd have been fantastic.
Yeah, but we got to do the news. Buzz, Buzz, what is the news today?
Well, the United States should prepare for surprise attacks vastly more deadly than the ones on September 11th. That's the word, anyway, from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. He's talking mainly about missile attacks from Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. Rumsfeld says we must not make the mistake of assuming that terrorism is the only threat. He says we should prepare to defend ourselves against, quote, the unknown, the uncertain, the unseen, and the unexpected. Uh-huh. None of Rumsfeld's remarks are based on any new information. They come because he's trying to drum up support for the biggest increase in military spending in 20 years. The other night, President Bush said thousands and thousands of terrorists are still targeting the United States. Today, we know some of their supposed targets, the Space Needle in Seattle, the Mint in Philadelphia, LAX, and Washington State's Grand Coulee Dam. These are the targets listed in documents the U.S. says it retrieved in Afghanistan.
When I was a kid, you know, my mom and dad referred to it our butt was our coolie.
It was your coolie. And now there's a dam.
That coolie hurt?
Dam named after it.
You have to take a beyond from your coolie. your coolie.
We found that along with diagrams of our nuclear power plants, maps of our cities, and notes about a list of American landmarks.
Thank God you didn't have a coolie dam.
Is it any wonder that I grew up to be the way that I am?
It's a little
odd. When I was a kid, my parents, my ass was my coolie.
Never heard of that.
And my penis was my what thing?
Wow.
Mommy, my what thing? My coolie.
I hope there wasn't some sort of mix-up in the translation, and that's not the target of the terrorists.
Oh, my God.
They're going to fly a plane there?
Something very wrong there. Fighting terrorism.
This room. Come on in.
Fighting terrorism at home doesn't come cheaply. A new report says Homeland Security will cost well over $22 billion this year. That's up nearly a third over last year. The money covers law enforcement, the guarding of nuclear power plants, and the like, plus intelligence gathering and vaccines. Janet Reno says she feels fine after fainting during a speech yesterday.
Yeah.
Reno had been speaking for about 45 minutes at the University of Rochester. She told her audience she'd have to sit down for a minute, and then she collapsed like that behind the lectern.
We watched this video on CNN.com when we came on the air today. This is like the funniest thing I've seen on the internet since I saw, like, the picture of the guy, the movie of the guy having sex with the animal with, like, the elephant or whatever it was.
Right.
This is better than that, watching Janet Reno fall down.
The video is even more complete on CNN, the cable channel, so if you can catch it there, because they're running that constantly. The former attorney general spent a night in a hospital but checked out this morning. Reno says this has happened before the fainting, but that it shouldn't affect her run for the Florida governor's office.
She tripped on her balls.
She has Parkinson's. I don't know if there's a connection between that and the fainting.
Well
we've known about the Parkinson's for about 6 years now, but the fainting is new to me anyway. New York police have posted 4,000 officers around the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. That's where the World Economic Forum has begun its annual meeting with all the protesters the event usually brings. Thousands of demonstrators were expected to flood midtown Manhattan. Capitalist enterprises like McDonald's, Starbucks, and The Gap are getting round-the-clock police protection since they've been the targets of vandalism in past demonstrations.
No, that's not the demonstration, Rob.
No, Rob is here. The kidnappers who say they'll kill a captive Wall Street Journal reporter have extended their deadline.
These are the most heartless bastards.
And wait till you hear the latest.
This seriously just pisses me off to know. And we have to see the pictures of this guy.
Very upsetting.
Who works for the Wall Street Journal. They come out with this crap. He works for the CIA. He doesn't. They show pictures of him shackled. He's got a gun to his head. It's like the movie Proof of Life, where he's holding up a newspaper to show the date. And his wife is 6 months pregnant, and she's over there with him. God damn, you just feel for that guy.
More terror from bullies. The group's demanding that Pakistanis be held in Cuba be released. They say reporter Daniel Pearl would die today if their demands were not met. Yesterday they issued those pictures you talked about. Today they sent an email saying, we will give you one more day. The Wall Street Journal's pleaded for the reporter's life, telling the kidnappers they would gain nothing by killing him. And listen to this. In a mocking of the U.S. airlift of food to Afghanistan, the kidnappers also said today they will deliver food to the hostage's family. That's their idea of a joke.
You know, really, I mean, let's get our special forces. I mean, I know we're doing everything we can.
You know we are.
It's frustrating. Do you know that more journalists have been killed over there?
Yeah, it's true.
Than soldiers have?
That's true.
Thus far? That's really awful. Buzz, hold on, please.
All right.
We will be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
See, I told you it would work.
A zero-tolerance policy for everything. The Don and Mike Show.
Damn straight. All right.
effortlessly right now from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. DC on WJFK 202-432-1067.
And from New York on WNEW 877-692-1027.
Let's make a cheap radio contest here.
Exactly.
Whatever we're calling this. Call 100 right now. Dial recklessly. Here is just your thumb. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Doug.
You don't hear about armored car robberies much anymore. And when you do, they usually tell us the bad guys got away with an undisclosed amount of money. Well, today we're hearing about a single gunman robbing an armored car crew of their payload, their $2 million payload.
No, it's two guys, Buzz. Here they are breaking into the truck. Right?
Hmm. Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
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 No.
Oh.
Thank you, the Orioles. Thank you.
The guards were found tied up at their company's headquarters in Rutland, Vermont. From our He Must Have Needed the Money department, driving his big rig, Charles Jackson pulled out of the Budweiser plant in Syracuse, New York. He was supposed to take the $15,000 worth of beer to stores in North Carolina. He didn't make it. Just outside of Syracuse, he pulled over and started selling the beer to anyone who wanted some. Police say he was selling beer out of the back of his truck at a busy intersection. After selling about 300 cases at $10 a case, police arrested him on grand larceny charges. The highest-ranking members of the Bush administration have gotten pretty banged up lately. First, the president
Bush
cut his face after choking on a pretzel. Then Attorney General John Ashcroft had some lesions removed from one of his ears.
Some lesions? Hey, you maggots.
Now, Vice President Dick Cheney has a bruise on his lip. He says he got bumped by one of his Labrador retrievers. Quoting Cheney, the Secret Service did not take action against the dog. In sports, Mike Tyson's still looking for a way to fight Lennox Lewis. The L.A. Times says he's applied for a California boxing license, hoping for a bout at the Staples Center this spring. Earlier this week, Tyson was denied a license by the Nevada Boxing Commission, and now Las Vegas police say they're looking into a second accusation of rape against Mike Tyson.
Maybe they could fight with tire irons.
And finally,
but then they might end up in jail and they might miss 8 or 9 years of the show or so.
I don't know that I could miss 8 years of this program.
Finally, a couple of students at Juneau High School in Alaska have been suspended after what they did as the Olympic torch passed their school last week. They held up a 15-foot banner that read, "Bong Hits for Jesus." School officials confiscated the banner even though it was displayed off school grounds, but the principal says it was a school activity. Quoting him, that was inappropriate.
Well,
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
Be back tomorrow with a new episode. Thanks to everybody today. A lot of great calls.
Yep.
Had a lot of fun.
Right.
Chris Tucker was on the show. We didn't plan on that. He was the celebrity we got. Also, thanks to JB, James Brown, Fox, NFL Sunday.
Great guy.
Here's the, we have the tape of him talking about Jack Diamond. We put that away already.
We're very tidy around here.
Let's give that one a listen.
This is JB from Fox Sports. Jack Diamond is a ham hock.
Right, now it's time for call number 100. Hello there.
What?
Don and Mike Show. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, say it.
Caller 100.
No, that's a question. Sorry. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Strong enough.
Caller 100.
Was that assertive enough, Buzz?
I didn't like it.
Okay. Right. Buzz is called, not mine. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I am caller 100.
That's what we're looking for.
Right. Hi, what is your name, my friend?
My name's Michael Johnson.
Michael Johnson, where are you from?
Seattle.
All right, Michael. As you know, we are one goddamn cheap radio company.
I know that.
Here's the deal. You can win $50, $100, $150, or $200. Or you can win a not-so-great prize that the station wants us to give away, like client stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can win one of our crazy zonk prizes. Let's make a radio contest. Buzz, who is universally loved and trusted by all, has three envelopes. Envelope A, envelope B, envelope C. Pick one envelope, you'll win what's inside. What would you like?
One C.
C.
C it is. All right.
And Buzz?
Tearing it open now. Congratulations, sir. You have won the official radio station prize pack.
All right. Oh, well, here you go. Please enjoy your Jackson Hewitt tax kit.
Congratulations, sir.
Jackson Hewitt will work hard to get you exactly what you want, every dollar you deserve. Call 800-234-1040 today.
You know what's great about that?
What's great about that?
It's official.
For the Jackson
official prize pack.
Jackson Hewitt in your neighborhood. Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
Let's be fair, open the other envelopes and let's see what we have.
Here's envelope A. And this was the Zonk prize you would have won had you chosen an Idaho baking potato.
Oh, that's nice.
Better luck next time, sir.
That means the cash had to be in envelope B.
Let's confirm that. Open it now and see how much money he might have won.
$150. Wow. $150.
Oh, well.
Sorry, my friend.
It's only money.
It's a lot of potatoes.
Thanks for listening, though.
Okay.
Hey, that station in Seattle, The Buzz?
Yeah.
Call them up. Tell them to get those douchebags off in the morning. We want to be on at 8, not at 9.
Yeah. Will you do that?
I'll do that.
Thank you.
All right.
Hold on. All right, that's it. We got to go.
Nice.
Back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Until then, well, aha to you. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And, well, I'm saying good day to an empty chair. Good day
Come
to
back,
you, sir.
Come back, Mike.
And, Rob?
Yes, buddy?
Rob, can you? Can you?
Would you?
No. Wait, can you?
I can.
Hey, no, you can't.
I can.
Why? No, you can't. No, you can't. Can you be? Can you, listen, even though I'm not going to do the gay Siegfried and Roy thing, yeah. Still, throw your hat in the air like Sydney. Tyler Moore. Hey, watch. There you go. We will see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.